Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call a scene to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite something able. We're off the bat in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Always looking to fill the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table. Hello, everybody. Simple phrase. It appears to be funny, but it's not. It's a killer clown show.
Alrighty.
Sound like somebody had a cough in the background there. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Right. It's that morning, whatever. Oh, Patty's up early. Yay!
Hey, maybe she'll want to sneak up in here. Anyway, like I was saying, simple concept. You know, it appears to be funny, but it's not. We're living in a killer clown show.
Yes.
If you go out there and you take a peek at what's going on in the headlines out there, it's mind-blowing. It's just, you know, in my mind, you know, common sense has then lost its way or something. But I think there's a lot of news out there that's tailored to get under the skin of every, you know, individual, regardless of your background, just to, you know, get you all riled up, get you prepared for war, get you prepared for civil war, get you prepared to fight amongst each other. You know, this killer clown show that I'm talking about, you can actually watch it play out real time if you watch the mainstream news media, because you got senators and congressmen out there using really extremely inflammatory wording. When they get a result that they don't like, well, then suddenly you're on the other side. What they're doing with the attorney general right now, they're basically accusing him of lying and talking about arresting him and all this kind of stuff. When in reality, these folks that are actually sitting there doing what it is they're doing, they probably should be the ones getting arrested. They probably should be the ones getting taken out of office. You know, if you actually sit down and read the Constitution, the majority of all these turkeys are in violation of it. And I've said this before, and I need people to really seriously take this to heart. If you listen closely to representatives of the United States and you hear them using the terminology democracy, we got to protect our democracy, then you know which side of the fence they're standing on. Because if you're a real true representative of the United States, then you understand that our government has never been a democracy. Democracy is only one footstep away from socialism and communism and all that, and quite literally tyranny. The reason why they have things such as the Electoral College was so that very large states like California couldn't control every single election, that there would be a check in there and a balance in between there. And then the Founding Fathers knew this when they put this thing together. That's why they set it up as a representative republic. But you'll hear constantly these supposed representatives calling the United States a democracy. We're not. We have never been a democracy. Nowhere in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or even the Declaration of Independence, for that matter, will you ever see anything to do with the democracy that they claim. Now, you know, that's a really important thing. Because, you know, democracy is quite literally mob rules. If that's like 98 people deciding where two people's fate's going to be, you know, that's it. If the two people don't have a choice, they don't have a jury of their peers. And when you listen to some of these representatives, they're accusing people and trying to put it out as if these people have to prove their innocence before they're allowed to be said that they're not guilty, you know, and that's not how this system works. You're innocent until proven guilty, according to the way that this government was supposedly set up. But you're watching a clown show out there, and the problem with this clown show is it has real life repercussions. And when I say real life repercussions is when these folks continue to use this inflammatory language at everybody, it gets people riled up. I saw a Fox News deal, you know. I watch Fox News. Do I trust everything they say? You know, not necessarily. I don't trust anything any of the mainstream media says unless I verify it. But there's a headline that says Christian persecution reaching genocidal levels in places in the world. Well, of course, that would get me riled up, and I want to go protect the Christians, so I could get, you know, end up saying, yeah, okay, let's go over there and protect the Christians. Well, guess what? That means we're at war. And it's not just that, okay? it's not just about the Christians being persecuted in the world. It's about all different other classes of people being treated and mistreated by what they say tyranny or whatever. But in reality, folks, what it all boils down to is a financial system that is end up being based off of oil. Petrodollar is what they call it. It's no longer backed by gold. But nonetheless, these people, they want to stay in power. And so you have to ask, how do some of these clowns even get into Senate and Congress to where they actually have a voice and they can sit there on mainstream TV and try to mold the minds of the American people to get them to want to go to war or to want to kick this particular candidate or attorney general out of office? So they get in there and they get to say all these crazy things with no repercussions. You or I would say something like that, we'd have a lawsuit against us for, you know, attacking somebody's character, you know. And so it's mind-blowing just to watch. But it's not just the fact that they're able to say these things and they get to get past laws and be able to censor, conservative speech or any other speech for that matter, being able to censor it to tell you you can't have a voice. It's getting to scary levels. We're seeing a lot of different things going on, but these clowns that are up there, even though, you know, it's kind of laughable to listen to some of them talk because they don't really know what the heck they're talking about, scientific-wise or even constitutional-wise or, you know, anything to do with the way that our government was really structured. So it's almost laughable, but it is not funny. It appears to be funny, but it's not, because these people, they have the power to literally cause real-life repercussions to the average Joe, you and I. The people, the supposedly the citizens of, you know, the world or the United States or whatever. And it doesn't stop there. It goes all the way up to an article that Barbara posted in there this morning about things that the Pope's talking about taking and building a new system to come around and enforce things, climate change agendas and stuff like that. And what's it? It's supposed to be in a separation of church and state, according to our deal, but here you're talking about somebody wanting to take away world sovereignty to have a, you know, maybe a tribunal or something that goes around with law enforcement powers that tells you what you can and can't do or what you can and can't believe or down the line. This to me is it's past the point where you need to be paying attention. It's way past that point. It's a killer clown show with serious repercussions that could end up in a situation to where your children and my children and their children's children are end up in a perpetual war that never ends until these folks get whatever it is that they deem to be necessary to, you know, either put the perfect population on the planet, get ultimate control. Folks, they haven't never lost control. Since day one, they've been in control. They've always been in control. And they put people out there to make us believe that we're going to have this, things are going to start working our way, and then we're blindsided by another National Defense Authorization Act or a Patriot Act or whatever. You know, this president that we got right now, I don't care what anybody thinks of this president right now. You know, what I'm saying is that this particular president, for some reason, has been able to bring a lot of what would have normally been hidden in the darkness to light, and it's actually got the people paying attention to what's going on. Whether you hate him or you like him or whatever, you know, you're seeing more people paying attention to governmental issues than ever before in the history of time. I've watched many, many elections. I've seen many deals where I'm saying right straight out of the gate, there had to have been election fraud. You know, especially during the Obama administration, when I was sitting there watching that, I've never seen an election occur the way that it did. I mean, I'm sitting there watching, and one guy's up, and then the next thing you know, I go to the restroom, take a restroom break, and I come back, and bam, this is your new president. What? What the heck happened? There ain't never been an election go that smooth and that fast. But nonetheless, you know, we know that these people at the top, they have the power to put whoever they want into office. But that's neither here nor there. This clown show that we're watching going on, this killer clown show, you know, it's past the point of being funny. It's into a situation where things are really serious. And I'm not one to go out there and fearmonger, and I'm not one to tell you that, you know, you need to be afraid. I'm telling you, you need to be aware. You need to be paying, extra close attention. Those of you who are out there doing research, you need to continue that research. And those of you who are out there being suppressed on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all the different social medias, you need to find other platforms. If need be, bring it over here to Shaziz Radio or whatever. Start posting this information and keep it going. I don't care where you post it. Just keep putting it out there in the digital cyberspace. Somebody will find it. Because these folks are trying to get control of every bit of media output that they can possibly get. And that's includes your own personal social space that you call, you know, Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or any of the other social medias out there. They're trying to get control of the narrative even on your page. If you're not saying what the agenda has to do with, if you're saying something that they've deemed to be hateful, that shuts you down. You're no longer a person anymore. You know, they did this with Alex Jones. I don't care whether you like Alex Jones or not. You know, hey, he's a little radical. I've seen him. I've been listening to him for years. He's a little radical, but, you know, there's people on the opposite side, even more radical, that are still allowed to have their speech because it doesn't tamper with the agenda. And you'll see that. They're going to put the people out there in front. There's this guy that used to be on YouTube all the time called the Amazing Atheist. And man, that guy was foul-mouthed as all get-out. He just disrespected everybody in every possible way. Every filthy language that he could use, he put it out there. And he had thousands of viewers. He had people and even monetized his doggone deal up until a certain point, and I don't know whatever happened to that, but I couldn't tolerate watching this man because of his disrespect and just flat out filth. But that type of YouTube channel was allowed to thrive while other conservative types were told to shut up, that were sent off of the doggone internet. Now why would that be? Maybe because this one guy, even though he's offensive, he furthers the agenda. You know, he makes everybody mad because the social injustice of being called everything under the sun or being mistreated because of whatever type of lifestyle you lead or religious view you may have, and it gets people upset. It constantly stirs the pot, so he's welcome, all right? And so you have to really step back and you have to look at the big picture. Why would they allow these things but not these things? Because I've had videos on mine that were demonetized and there wasn't one single bad word in the entire deal. Somehow or another, this doggone AI decided that something was wrong with my video, that it was not advertiser friendly. And you've heard me speak many times. Now, I'm not saying that I don't slip up and curse every now and then, but I'm trying to walk a different path in my life. And I'm trying really hard not to do that. And I never said a bad word in this entire video, yet it was demonetized because this computer decided that suddenly, you know, something, I was either saying something hurtful or something dangerous or whatever. For whatever reason, it shut my speech down. You ladies and gentlemen listening, you've heard me for years now. You know I'm not like that. So, you know, that's just a red flag, one little tiny red flag amongst a field of red flags that need to be paid attention to. George Orwell's 1984, we're seeing it come to life. We're seeing what Paul Harvey said in 1965. We're seeing it come to life. I honestly believe that we are in a spiritual battle of epic proportions. You know, I might, as a Christian, I might even say biblical proportions. It doesn't matter what you think. If you can't realize that this clown show out there, it's not funny anymore. It's serious. And I want people to start empowering themselves. I want people to start believing in themselves and to know that the words coming out of your mouth really make a difference, because those words, they speak into existence, either negativity or positivity. And if you use that power of that word, you can fight that darkness that's coming at us. And it's coming at us from all different directions. I guarantee you, every single one of you take a break from listening right now and get on Google and click on YouTube, Facebook, or any news deal. And I guarantee you that the first thing that you see out of that deal is going to either aggravate you or touch you some way that gets you motivated to want to look further. You're being manipulated. Every single one of you are having the Jerry Springer effect put down on you, and you need to be wise about that, because they're going to do every single thing that they possibly can to destabilize every single nation on this world that we live in. Whether, and that's another thing, they want to try, half of them want to try to make you think the earth is flat, it's round, it's concave, it's convex, it's hollow, anything, everything from every single subject under the sun to get you arguing amongst each other is the plan, the agenda, to have the order out of chaos that these folks at the top seem to believe that they can get. They want you in a civil war. They want you in a protest. They want you fighting against each other. They want you fighting against the government. They want you to fight one another. Plain and simple. And it's not. You look out there at the American people. Right? I'm white, and I'm tired of being called a racist. I also have Indian heritage that I can verify, all right, in my background. Cherokee. Alright, I got French Canadian, so I'm kind of like what some people would call a mutt, a bunch of different all-in-one deal. So I ain't got no pure heritage to me. But as a white man, I mean, look at me. Do I sound like a racist to you? Do I sound like a homophobe or xenophobe or any of the phobes that they keep on piling out there? I'm constantly under attack just because of the color I am. All right, I can understand how other races would feel. You know, I'm not like that. Honestly, you could spend enough time listening to every single word that I've ever said for years. And I believe that people are creatures of habit. There's no way that I could hide my true light, my true self, if I had tried to come out there and present to each and every one of you that I'm something that I'm not. I would have slipped up by now. Somehow or another, you would know the truth about me. But it's not just me, folks. It's everybody. It's you. It's everybody out there. They want everybody to question themselves. They want everybody to question one another. They want to do anything they can to break up the family and to keep you as far away from that love that is what binds us all together. And we have to be strong. We have to find a spiritual strength. And whatever faith that you're in, you need to take it, you need to find it, and you need to hold on to it and use that as your armor against whatever it is that darkness is that's creeping in to all of our households, to all of our lives, and in on our families and our friends and one another. We need to hold these networks together with everything we got. Not let any of these doggone internal fights or any computer problems or anything allow these things to fall apart, because once we lose this voice, once this voice is silenced and your voice is silenced, there's nobody else. There's nobody else, folks. You're watching a killer clown show happen before your very eyes. And it's just not funny anymore. So, with that said, I'm not here alone. Sorry, Barbara, for going on a rant, but it's...
Hey, that's okay. And also, our sister Patty has joined us. I pulled her in. And I just want to say hi to everybody on this day here on Turtle Island. And I like the title of the show. We had a lot to talk about before we actually came live. And, you know, I was telling you how the other day I was listening to something that, You know, it's not like I'm ignorant of what is going on. We've been doing research for many years, and we're seeing this stuff that's been in, you know, I guess I would say the controlling factor, which is being ramped up, but also the controlling factor of a system that is so dark, and I have to add the word evil, because this is what's coming in our face, this awareness and this piece about the evil controlling factor that we have all been under. And it's been going on from the beginning. This is not new. It's just that it's right in our face right now, blatantly in our face. And the things that are being disclosed and uncovered is kind of mind-blowing. And you begin to realize the seriousness and the depth of what is happening behind the curtain that people, a majority of people, are not aware of, and how we are all being led, you know, led to this place that is pretty scary if we don't wake up. And again, I don't like to, you know, push the doom and gloom, but something hit me the other day because of some disclosures about that level of darkness and evil that has been, you know, affecting our life. And throughout history, we can look and see that these particular events that occur, that we think that they're just, not connected, but they are. Everything is linked and connected and manipulated and processed to affect the, you know, the human consciousness. You know, the morals are being attacked. We see that. We see the whole thing of, you know, the controlling factors, the sexualization of children, the gender thing, the poisoning of the earth. That we see this, the burning of the church at Notre Dame. This is the piece that really hit me, because not only of the of what is beneath that, what really is underground beneath that church, but also what was there first, you know, as a sacred place for ancient peoples in regards to their honoring of the sacred mother, you know, the sacred feminine. But the church is filled with demonic entities, the gargoyles, the demonic things that they put on these churches. But this is a link, the Sri Lanka event that happened while the church was burning. This blew my mind, and it's sort of like a hard thing to accept that this was linked. And when I listened to this podcast and saw all the points and all the connections to that, it just hit me about how, I guess it hit me again, because this is not new, is that the people who are involved in this type of thing are really demonic. They're really evil, and they can just kill people randomly just because they can. And these things are all linked. And when you start to realize this connectedness of the dark things that has been happening throughout our history in the world, it's a downer. I have to say, I dropped a little bit there into this place of holy mackerel, this is real. I've known it's real, but then when you start putting these pieces, these recent pieces together that we see going on, it kind of spins you a bit. Now, with that said, on the other hand, I've known, and we talked about this as you are also speaking about this, we do have a power. We have a power, and by the way, and we know that our words are powerful. We know, we've talked about the importance of our spiritual foundation, and I'm not talking religion, I am talking about a link, a connectedness that we have to something far greater and more powerful. And that has been really covered up, and, you know, sort of like people laugh at that. Yeah, you know, they kind of make fun of that, but that's a training too. But behind the scenes, those that are doing these dark things, you know, running the governments, running the world, behind the scenes, they know about this power. They use this power against us. They know the power of word.
Well,
they use words as
one of the little example to verify what you're talking about is what they were talking about on Facebook, how the original people who were putting it together, They knew they were manipulating people by causing them to, you know, like get the little notifications and it makes you feel good, you know, and it gets you coming back. So they know how to manipulate your thinking to get you to react a certain way. I didn't mean to.
You're looking at psychological warfare, folks, and psychological warfare is a hidden factor. We don't know that we're being psychologically manipulated unless you're up on these things, you know, and unless you do research. But the people all over the world are being psychologically manipulated, and that's been going on for a long, long time. You know, but we have this, the Pope just, I put this into the People for People chat. The Pope just came out, and he's pushing the One World Order through this this term he's using. He's calling on the supranatural, okay? What is this supranatural? But it's really supernatural. So you go to, okay, what is supernatural? You know, supernatural, he's calling on this. It's a... It exists, yet cannot be explained by laws of nature. But this includes characteristics of ghosts, angels, gods, souls, spirits, non-material beings, or anything else considered beyond nature, you know, like magic, miracles. And what we're talking about here is this use of magic for the dark, for evil, okay? We're talking about entities. We're talking about beings, like they're talking about that... 5G wave machine there, that computer, that they're going to enter into dimensions, dark, unknown dimensions, to bring back beings, entities, that they don't know what the heck they are, to utilize. Jeez. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, that seems like a really good idea, huh?
Yeah, so now the Pope is, I put that in, you have to read this, because, yeah, he says right out blatant, there it is. He's calling it supranatural, but guess what it is? It's supernatural, and that has the authorities to enforce the UN goals. That's what he's calling on, and we know what the UN goal is. He wants the people. He's calling on the supernatural entities, the demonic beings, those entities from other realms, okay, that are basically being called in through they're opening portals with word. They're opening portals with sound. With frequency. You can do it for the good or you can do it for the evil. And that's what they're pushing. They're pushing the evil on us.
Well,
yes, yeah, supernatural body.
We need to call in the Calvary.
Well, that's where we are.
Yeah.
This is why we're talking. And who's the Calvary? Hello?
It's us.
We are the Calvary, folks. I mean, this is... So anyway, I spent a lot of time down in that dark little place about, holy crap, we're really in deep doo-doo, folks. This is serious. We're in trouble because these people have been working this energy for the dark for many, many centuries. And we're at a culminating point right now in the world as we see all these things deliberately ramping up against us, pushing us, like you said, into civil war. Pushing us against fighting each other, hating each other. You know, this divisiveness that is ramping up. The behaviors of people are stunning, you know. I mean, that's part of this, I guess I call it manipulating of the people's behaviors in some manner that is beyond our imagining, but it's very real. It's not something, you know, well, you could call us wackadoodles, you know, But that's what this is about.
You know, at this point in the game, I don't care what they call me. I know the truth, and I'm not gonna stress over the fact that I'm constantly be called a racist. You know, not directly to my face. Well, maybe sort of, because it's like right out there, you know, on the alternative media and the mainstream media, that if I don't agree with certain things. You know, but I have to realize that that is a manipulation tactic to get me upset. They want me to upset, because as long as I dwell in that negativity, I'm bringing that power of negative. I'm feeding it. You see what I mean?
Well, I'm just. This really disturbs me about the what's going on. How the church is pushing this. The Pope is pushing this, and we're also very aware and. You know, of certain symbols within the church that are not really good symbols. They're not really of the light. They're not really of, you know, I guess you could say of that Christ consciousness morals, you know. But this Pope is saying the Church has always exhorted men to love their own people and homeland. But at the same time, you know, they're warning persons and peoples and governments about deviations from this attachment. He's saying they are observing with concern the reemergence almost everywhere in the world of aggressive currents toward foreigners, especially immigrants. Now, okay, as well as the growing nationalism, which neglects the common good. Okay, this right there sounds like it's a beautiful thing. We, you know, it's all about the immigrants. We know the other side of what's going on with the immigrants. We've talked about this. What is really happening here? You know, but yet the Pope, the Church is pushing, you know, that this is not a good thing. We cannot be aggressive toward foreigners, especially immigrants. We can't get alarmed. We must welcome them all, you know, and we're all children of God and blah, 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 and all this stuff. Well, on some level, that's true. But you have some really bad people out there doing things, and then you have this plan, this deliberate plan, to infiltrate into the different places in the world these levels of immigrants that, you know, are doing harm, raping, beating up people. And we see the governments shifting. We see these, you know, the systems are being taken over by these people who basically say our Quran is more important and on the top level than your Constitution, than your American Constitution.
With what you said, we also have to understand that when you mix two separate cultures, such as what you just explained, you know that's going to cause a problem. You have to know that. This is why they want to further that agenda. They want open borders because these cultures are going to clash. It's not that we don't love these people, all right? It's not that we don't care about these people. But the way that they're raised is different than the way that Patty and Barbara and I have been raised, you know? And so obviously when they come in here and start doing things, treating women poorly, we're going to not be happy about that, all right? What do you expect? We were raised differently. I was raised to, you know, treat women with respect, you know, and it was okay to open doors for ladies and stuff like that, you know, and yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, thank you, and you're welcome, and that kind of stuff. You know, you get a different culture in there that, number one, looks down on women. You're going to have a lot of American women going to get a little rowdy, and they know that. They know it, all right? And all this deal about, you know, culture appropriation, you can't wear a sombrero because you might offend somebody from Mexico. I'm going to go out and buy me a sombrero today. I'm going to wear it. You know, I don't despise the Mexican people. My stepfather was Mexican. I got a lot of half-brothers and sisters that are Mexican. And I love every last one of them. Do I agree with everything every last one of them said? No, they got different lifestyles that I don't necessarily agree with. I love them all, though. It doesn't matter. But to just kind of go out there with a big old white paintbrush and paint over everybody and say, you're in this category, you're in that category, you're an ist or whatever, you know, this is what they're doing to pull that Jerry Springer effect on you. Jerry Springer's over in this corner and he's telling this guy what that guy said about him. He may never even have said it. And then he goes over in the other corner, he's telling that guy what he said about it, and the next thing you know, they're out there doing battle, and you got a clown show going on right there on stage, and people are eating it up, and they're, yeah, you're just having a good old time. It's entertainment. What part of mistreating each other did we ever turn around to find that was entertaining, you know? Back during the old comedy shows, the old slapstick comedies where the Three Stooges were hitting each other with crowbars and 2x4s, you know, just because they were, you know, clumsy. You know, that slapstick comedy, it was funny, all right? Everybody thought it was funny. Now it's to the point, everything's slapstick comedy. Go watch Congress. It's just nuts. Sorry, I just had to go, man.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the stuff that, you know, that is real and right in our face today. And like I said, I've been aware of this. We have been aware of this for many years. And And I've certainly been alarmed at different times, but there was just this particular piece. And I know that many of the wars, I've come to realize, and I've spoken about this in the last show, about the blood sacrifice, you know, and that's a pretty heavy, those are pretty heavy words, but I've come to realize that, that unfortunately, folks, this is a piece, that's why we're talking about evil and evil here, that there is this level where there are Luciferians and certain persons who really believe that this is a god, this is the only god, and it does exist. There's Satanists, you know, I think what you just said recently, there's a Satan, a church for, of Satanist church recently, started in some state here, something along those lines.
Well, but you know, it doesn't matter whether people believe in Satan or not. What they need to realize is some of these people that are out there in control,
they believe it.
All right.
They believe it, and that's, you may not believe it, but guess what? They do believe it, and they are involved deeply in the rituals, the blood sacrifices, and they are in political positions and high-end positions that basically, you know, are sitting on top of the pyramid, and they're making all the rules and all the determinations and decisions here, and involving the people in these types of wars or events like the Sri Lanka, you know, and various others.
Well, while they're doing something terrible, they're calling you nasty. They're calling you rotten. They're calling you every... That, it's what's that old term? I don't know if this is politically correct or not, but it's the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to call in my sister here.
Cool.
Come on in, Patty. What do you have to say? Because good morning to you.
It's all the Looney Tunes. You used to watch it on TV on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And it was entertaining, and now it is a nightmare.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's a killer clown show.
We must be scared. We must be afraid. We
well,
cannot
I'm not,
face
I'm
the day.
I'm not scared. I'm frustrated.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to... You can be frustrated, she says, but that's not the point. You're supposed to be scared.
Well,
you have to be moved in one direction or another. The herd has to move.
Well, I'm that guy that just doesn't seem to fit inside the box because I've been
you're
outside...
You're the dang little bull that they have to chase for like 3 weeks from pasture to pasture because you're not going to listen.
Yeah. It's not necessarily maybe that I won't conform. It's that I can't conform because I just... none of it jives to what my spirit's talking about, you know? I ain't doing that. You do that.
Yeah, that grass ain't greener on the other side. I'm standing right here, dude. This stuff is good. I'm going to stay right here.
So I think it's
hard to imagine. It's hard to really wrap your mind around this. And I feel like sometimes I'm talking like I'm in some kind of a sci-fi movie here, pushing some wackadoodle movie, you know. But we're
how many times
we're
have we said that, sis?
Yeah. Too many times, I guess. Too many times.
I mean, and it's all about globalism. It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with immigration. It has nothing to do with corruption. All of that is the play. All of that was designed. It was built. It was created. It's a construct for us. We bought the tickets, and we didn't even know we had front row seats, you know? But here we are.
And the three of us, we're like outcasts in that box that we used to live in. And we can't ever go back to that box. We could if we want to comply, but are you either one of you going to comply?
Listen, I have to respond here because Stephen... Hi, Stephen. Yes, I know it reads supranational. Okay, he says not natural, but I'm taking that word supranational as wordplay, that they use wordplay, word spells. So in my using that, in my understanding of the way they use words in for a power, it really means supranational, really means supernatural. That's how I'm reading it. That's why I introduced it that way. That's just my perspective of the way these people use words, word spelling spells as a power. That's how I'm looking at it. That's why I read it that way, Steve, just to explain myself,
Well, they do it in the courts, and you ladies always talk about interstand instead of understand, because those two words have a serious meaning to them, that in court, if you tell them you understand something, that makes you basically just gave them authority over you, and, you know, that's...
Exactly. So I just look at the... first of all, we know that the Pope is pushing something very dark. He's pushing the UN Agenda 2030. He's pushing that. So when he just comes up, pops up this word, and it's in caps, and it's in parentheses, supranational, he says, I look at that. Okay, it's sort of like, a tagline. What does it really say? Okay, to me, it's supernatural, because he's talking about, they work with demons, they work with entities, they work with these spells. And that's why I'm talking about this. And we know that. We've gone through this with the deep state, with the others, the Luciferians and so on. They use words as spells, and they present a word, but there's a deeper meaning behind it. That's why I'm saying this. There is a deeper meaning. There is an agenda here, and he's pushing this agenda, and it's not a good one. It all looks good, but it is not.
Are either of you ladies going to comply and get back into the box?
No, I got out of the box a long time ago.
I tore that box up.
Yeah, I'm not getting back in that box.
I tear with you. Okay, it may be a little harsh out here at times, but it's a lot better than being in that box being manipulated every 5 seconds. You don't know whether you're coming or going anymore. How can you? How can you even know the truth? That's why somebody asked me, I did a video a long time ago called Earth Tilted, right? And that's because we were having crazy weathers. And somebody sent me an email, said, commented, maybe Earth is flat and unmoving, fixed on pillars reaching down into the waters of creation covered by the firmament. And so I typed back today, I mean, like, you may very well be right. After everything I've seen, nothing would surprise me anymore. Mainstream science sucks, and that's why mad science is alive and well. Truth is out there, you know, I'm gonna find it. So I don't know. How could I know? I mean, history's been twisted around to benefit the victor for so long, and the news is lying to you, the government's lying to you. Even some of your peers inadvertently are lying to you, because they're repeating information that they got from somebody else. So how do you determine between up and down? The only method I've got is to reach inside and see, like Barbara says all the time, see what my heart spirit sings to me, you know, what says true. And so that's the only way I got to figuring things out. And that's why I'm staying out of the box. You'll never get me back in that box. I'm too tall and lucky now anyway. I wouldn't be able to fit.
The main thing I look at is, you know, one thing happening that's odd. You look at it and you say, that's odd.
Yeah.
Kind of strange. You might not be able to explain it. It might hit you in a certain way, but it's one thing. So, okay, all right, that's an aberration, let's say, or something. You move on. But when something happens and you say, wait a minute, okay, that just happened over there. And then you look over there and you say, wait, that happened over there before it happened there, before it happened here. And you follow that trail and it keeps going, building itself back to, you can see where it began, and you say, wait a minute, this is a pattern. There's a pattern going on here.
Yep.
And when you see these patterns, they show you that there is some type of manipulation behind this, some purpose that has created these situations. So you go down these rabbit holes and you start looking at these patterns, and you find out that these patterns are intermeshed with each other, that it's like a web, like a spider's web, that every strand is connected to the other strand, that they all work together to bring into this reality, this web that controls. Well, it's easy to see that web today. We don't have to look far. If you are really wanting to know what is going on, the truth is there in front of you. These patterns prove that there is manipulation. And we're the only ones not in on this. Every government, every country, every authority, every religion, everything is doing the same thing. If I sit here in America and I say we have an issue with immigration, with disease, with education, and I can look with government corruption, and I can look overseas and pick a country, and I can see the very same things being played out that weren't being played out 15, 20 years ago. But all of a sudden, these patterns started showing themselves in every country within the last 10 years, leading up to the culmination where we are at today, where we are threatened not only by wars and by sickness and corruption and all of these things, but the fear factor that's being promoted, the ill health and dis-ease that is being promoted, the lack of ability to get an education that teaches us to critically think. We have to sit back and say, wait a minute, we're being controlled. Wait a minute. We're being told what to feel, how to feel, when to feel, and how to react. You know, this is where we're at right now. And it's not, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see this manipulation. Yet, it is so perverse within society now that nobody can see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
So they're acting and reacting. It's a brilliant scheme. It's a brilliant plan. You got to say whether you think, you know, we look at what they're doing. I mean, I watched the Barr interviews through Congress, and I was appalled and thought, you know, any other country looking at this would have to say there is no intelligent life left in the United States.
That's what I said. It's a clear clown show.
I totally agree with you.
You can't get that stupid that fast. Yeah. What I'm saying.
I mean, that this was the whole interrogation of Attorney General Barr in relation to the Mueller report. And it's very clear, if you read the Mueller report, it's like 400, I don't know, how many pages is that? He put it out. But the questioning from the left was so shocking, and the attacks were so ridiculous that you'd think, well, they didn't read the report. They probably didn't read the report because they just have an agenda. They have a clear agenda, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. You know,
well,
they just...
Yeah. And the thing is this, is that, okay, the MSM, the mainstream news, mainstream media, they promote one side of the little five second or 15 second blurbs from the interrogators to the left. And then the right cherry picks on their side, and they throw it to the left, I mean to the right.
Yeah.
So, both sides are getting different information.
Mm-hmm.
The left is getting the information they need to keep them incited, and the right is getting the information they need to get them incited, but they're not showing the whole picture. Nobody's seeing the whole picture, and we're a nation of reactionary idiots. It's what we've become.
At the uppermost levels. That's the scary piece. This is our government.
Yeah, and they're feeding it to the people, and the people are gobbling it up. They're not stopping to think, wait a minute, let me see the other side of the equation for a minute. Let me look at the other side and see what's happening. No, nobody does that anymore. It used to be the way things were done, that you never, ever decided what was truth and what was not truth until you had both sides and you can determine for yourself. We don't do that anymore. We take a news blurb for whatever side we're on, whatever faction we've sequestered ourselves in, our little echo chambers, and we run with it, you know? And we don't look back. And when somebody comes at us and says, hey, that wasn't said like that, or that wasn't the meaning, no wonder we get this blow up of emotion and rage, because they don't want to hear that. They just heard the truth from their people. So your people can't possibly be taken. There cannot be truth that joins the both, because it just isn't that way. The mainstream media told us so. You know? So this is how they separate. Yeah. Right. That's why we're not coming together and seeing the whole picture, because they have divided us to a point to where we cannot even fathom seeing the other side.
And
that
also
is anathema.
They've also put control tags on all of us out here. Like I keep talking about how if you look on the web browser on People for People or Shaziz Radio, it's got that not secure thing in the center, because we've got to pay our dues and have one in secured certificates. There is a workaround around there, as far as I understand. They just ain't figured it out yet. But nonetheless, that tells other people who would might come here that our place isn't safe. And we're the only ones out here really seriously pointing out and telling the truth as we see it. And we're not safe. You know, there's a craziness going on out there. There's censorship beyond the scale. I mean, it's so far off the scale, it's ridiculous. You can't get on Facebook and say certain things. You can't get on YouTube. You can't get on Twitter. Now, I don't go on there, any of these platforms, and act like a foul-mouthed heathen anyway. I don't go out there and start, you know, trashing people or talking bad about people or anything like that. So what have they got to censor me over? You see what I mean? But since I'm outside the doggone box, and I'm not willing to say that, you know, like climate change, for example, you know how I feel about that. It's a lie. It's not based on real science. It's a lie. It's another way for them to steal money from you while they still sell you the fossil fuel that they call fossil. It's not even fossil fuel. It's not. And scientifically, what this earth has been doing for however many years it's been here, until this world stops doing what it has been doing all these years, you're never going to run out of anything. You're not going to run out of water. You're not going to run out of oil. But they keep you playing and keep you worried about how you're going to die. Doomsday was 12 years around the corner, and then one guy bumped it up to 10 years. 10 years from now, we're doomed because of climate change. Really? They've been saying that since I was 9 years old. I'm 53 years old now. Do the math. All right? That's a long time for a doomsday to keep getting pushed down the line. Oh, another 12 years. We got another 12 years. Really? Remember Y2K? Is anybody old enough to remember the panic set in about all that? How they said everything was going to crash and we're all doomed? Yeah, and then after that, what was after that? You had episodes like 9/11. Everybody rushed to the gas station because they thought they weren't going to be able to get fuel, because we're fighting with people who had the oil that we were buying from them. So they was all panicked. But nobody stopped.
Look at it this way. I mean, here we are, the people of these countries, and I'm saying plural. I don't like to speak in terms of just the U.S. because it's not just the U.S. The people of the world. I mean, who are the ones who are under the gun? Who are the ones who are being subjugated? Who are the ones who are being violated? Who are the ones who are dying? Who are the ones who are being censored? That would be us, the people. What are our governments doing to change this?
What is
your government doing? What is my government doing? What is any government doing to change the track we're on?
Their track record stinks.
What they're doing is they're bringing out more censorship. What they're doing is they're trying to move us toward a cashless society with a tested and proven effective social credit rating. What they're trying to do, what they want to do, is get us all on the same plantation. Instead of our separate reservations, they want us all working together in unison in the slave factory. And that's what we're doing. We're stepping up and we're saying, okay, we're going to make it easy for you. We're going to keep fighting against each other like you want us to do, so that finally, when we get totally out of hand and we can no longer see the humanity of each other, when we're so willing to destroy our lives and others' lives over these words and these factions and these divisions, that we'll make it easy for you so you can come in and tell us how bad we are, put the boots on the ground, and move us into this conformity of unity, of sameness, of political correctness, of censorship. This is what we're moving toward. Everything that we're doing today, that we're seeing in this crazy Looney Tunes existence of reality, is meant for one purpose. It's not meant for anything other than to take us out of the systems that we have been in for so long and move us into the system of oneness, of globalization, of complete systematic control of our lives. And this is where they're going. 2030 is coming up. The world is going to end. They're right, because in 2030, your world will change to such a drastic extent that you will no longer recognize the world in which you live. And it won't be your world, it will be their world. It will be the authorities' world, the controllers' world. This is where they're truly moving us. It has nothing to do with free speech. It has nothing to do with racism or any of these things they're throwing at us. Those are the tools of the trade. Those are the prompts that get us from point A to point B and further on. We're being played.
And in the scientific realm out there, when we talk about things like chemtrails and weather modifications, that's when people look at you with a crooked eye thinking you're nuts. But look, go up and look up a video about NASA. All right, NASA built a supposedly a rocket engine that they were going to use to get to Mars. And this thing, it uses hydrogen technology, and when they fire this thing up for like 60, 70 seconds or something like that, and they run this thing, it makes a massive cloud. And then somewhere down along the line, that thing, it's going to rain down on somebody. All right, so you can literally formulate a cloud with science. You can literally formulate a cloud. And if you've ever seen one of those little tabletop plasma balls, the little plasma globes that are kind of neat, and you put those on there, you can take energy and you can manipulate that argon gas inside there, and it looks really cool, you know, but you can do this. Programs that we talked about a long time ago about HARP, you know, Active Auroral Research Project and all that kind of stuff, those things really do what they say they can do. There are ways to manipulate weather, such as back during Vietnam, they used to put silver iodide in clouds to try to seed the clouds to get to rain. They wanted to flood out the deal so that people couldn't move their troops around. They even sprayed chemicals on the plants to kill off the foliage so that, didn't have no bushes to hide in, and so on down the line. Those are just few examples throughout history of where they've been tampering with nature, tampering with weather, and so all these different weather events that's going on out here, they may very well, and even backed by science, not be an accident. They may very well be manipulating, because everybody in basic science knows heat rises, cold air falls, and the two will cause something. Every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you heat up this side over here with a forest fire, which we've seen a lot of, and that causes that big old heat to rise up there, it's all obviously that heat's going to interact with any cool jet stream that might be in the general vicinity, which could cause downstream somebody to have some really bad weather. So it's not even beyond the realms of possibility how rotten these people are, how evil they are, that they wouldn't start a huge forest fire to cause a flood down on the other side of the fence. And I know that sounds crazy. You were taught to believe everything that I just said sounds crazy. Oh, well, you could always trust your government. Really? Seriously? Think about some of the history of what the governments have pulled off on people. The ridiculousness, I mean, and the loss of life, the astronomical loss of life over the last multiple years of what they called world wars or skirmishes or, you know, Korean War, Vietnam War, everything else that goes on out there in this world. They've got wars in every nation. You talk about wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and all that kind of stuff. I tell you what, at least a majority of them doggone things are probably government backed for a purpose. They gotta stay in power. And the only way for them to stay in power is to have something more valuable than gold. Something more valuable than silver. What's that? Well, we got the petrodollar now. Why we got the petrodollar? I don't know, but reach your hand down in your pocket. I don't care which nation you're from and pull out some coins out of your pocket. Are those real copper? Are they real silver? Does any of you out there got any copper or silver in your pocket? You know, real coins. Like in 1964 was the last time that America saw a silver dime. Alright, well, that should tell you something. You're running around with monopoly money that you're willing to send your children off to war because your government said we had to go over there and protect the children. We had to go over there and protect the people. Then the only reason why they're doing it is because somebody on the other side of the fence decided that they wasn't going to accept this funny money anymore. They wanted real gold. They wanted something of value. But you can't have those people have real gold or something of real value because that makes them more powerful than you. Excuse me. Because the standard is he who has the gold makes the rules. Every king and queen and all them, they got the gold crowns on their head. They got the diamonds and jewels in their scepters. They got the fancy thrones that they're sitting on. That's gold. You can't make doggone, you could probably make one, but it wouldn't make no sense. Make a crown out of funny money. But people's going to look at you like you're ridiculous, not like you're powerful. You got to go to the rich man to get some doggone money. You don't go to the poor man to ask him for a loan because he's broke. And we're all broke. Every last one of us is broke. And it's ridiculous because we shouldn't be broke. We have every single thing necessary to make this world such a better place. And yet these people out there, they're doing the same exact thing. They're using their funny money to send your children off to war so that they can make more funny money, sucker you into buying everything, and it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. It's past the point of ludicrous is what's going on. And
well, it's all manufactured. Yeah. It is. I mean, if you look at the systems that have been set up globally in these different countries, they all have the same we the people bear the burden and we get little to nothing for it. And it's been, you know, there have been, go back through history, how well has the monetary system actually worked? Well, it hasn't worked very well, not for the people. It works really well for the elite. It does. They crash the system, they buy up, they get the spoils, and we pick up the crumbs and we move on to the next. And this is the way it's manufactured this way, it's built this way.
They loan you a quarter and charge you 75 cents or more.
And you think that it's because, well, it's because this corporation over here did this, it's because of the housing crisis that happened. It's because it was meant to happen. It was because the system was built to allow these things to happen. This is the way they keep us in check, because we are dependent, or we think that we are dependent on the system to exist, that if the system doesn't work as it was supposed to work, that we will suffer, but we're suffering because it's working the way it was intended to work. If we want to change things, if we want to stop this road that we're on, then we have to change the system itself. We cannot look at the people in the high places and say, look guys, quit playing this game without us having a piece on the board. We want to be the players on the board. That's not going to happen. They're not going to say, okay, alright, we're just, alright, we won't keep cheating. We'll let you in, and we'll give you a piece on the board. They're not going to do that. You're never going to get Park Place. You're never going to get it, right? You're going to go straight to jail. Don't get out of jail. No get out of jail free card.
You get the illusion of freedom as long as you're willing to comply.
There you go. There you go. And they're going to take away that illusion bit by bit when it serves the purpose of moving you to the next pasture.
Yeah, the moment, stand up for yourself, the moment you can't speak out or you can't stand up and defend yourself is the moment that illusion disappears.
There is no good guy out there working for us. If there is, they don't last long. We have to realize that we are the cure. We're the only cure. And the only way we ever get to that point where we can make positive change, long-lasting change, real change, is by coming together, by standing together. And I'm not saying, oh, so we all have to become globalist in that reason. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we all have to stand up and say, it's enough. Let's start talking with each other. Let's figure out where we need to go to get to us.
Kind of like a neighborhood?
Kind
of like a neighborhood? What they used to be?
Yeah.
Remember when we were young and we had neighborhoods where everybody watched out for each other?
Yes, and we need a consensus. I mean, we all want the same thing. No matter where we're at, we all want to live in peace and we want to live in a healthy environment. We want our ecosystems intact. We want to be able to express and create and innovate. This is what we want to do. We want to live our lives in comfort. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, well, it's because you want all of this stuff. And no, by gosh, we should be able to live in comfort. We should be able to have things that make our life easier. We should. Why shouldn't we? We should be able to communicate with each other. If we are ever going to advance beyond this feudal system that is still intact, then we have to step up and change and realize that innovation and creativity and technology are not the enemy. It is the types that are being created that are doing the harm. But we have the ability to change all that and do it in a beneficial way. We've always had that ability. We have the minds to do this. We have the heart to do this. We have the desire to do this. There are so many brilliant people out there with solutions, but we're never, ever, ever going to make a dent in what we're all suffering from if we keep deciding that there is a side that we need to be on. That there's a red or a blue, that there's a black or a white, that there's all of this crap in between us. You know, this is where we're at right now. We're in a point and in a place where we are not allowed to stand and look each other in the eye and respect each other. We're not allowed to sit in a room together across from each other and talk about the differences. We're not allowed to do any of this. And we're never going to find those solutions or be able to implement them until we do start sitting down with each other without anger, without these flags of this is my side, this is my side, and here's the line, and you can't cross it, because if you do, I'm going to kick your butt. You know? It's so defeatist, the way we're living our lives. We are defeating ourselves. This system can have all the power in the world if we give it to it, but it can have none if we don't. You know? We just got to get there. Is it possible? I don't know. Am I gonna keep trying to get there? Yes, indeed I am. You know? We got no choice, do we?
I'm listening to you, but I'm heating up my coffee here, and I don't want to boil over, so just keep talking for a second. I'll be right back.
Well, you know, and we've been so filled with fear. We've been so filled with illness. We've been so filled with this feeling of there's nothing we can do. There's nothing I can do because the world is so messed up, and I'm just this one little person here.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with the guy across the street, and I don't agree with the guy on the podium, and nobody's listening to me. What do we do?
I like what you're saying about the, well, I think that it's, well, you know, looking at this, you're right, that we do need, we're being basically pushed away from each other and prevented from coming together deliberately. I mean, that's obvious. How many times can we say this? And I don't know, somehow, I guess, I don't know why people keep following the footsteps of these hate mongers and these divisive people and these, you know, spewing out this hatred toward each other and this prejudices and so on. I don't see why. I just question it, but then I have to go to, well, it's the brainwashing, it's the psychological warfare that we're dealing with. But the answer is right in our face, you know. But at this timeline, I'm feeling like, okay, where are we going to go? You know, you and I and Shaziz and a couple of other people that we know of, I do know there's other people that are awakening and coming together too. But this is just that crucial moment in a timeline of humanity, I think. That's why we see these things. I guess you want to say the opposing factors of unity ramping up, the opposing factors of morals ramping up, you know, the chaos, the way people are behaving towards each other, the viciousness and so on. We see all this ramping up. To me, that's that deliberate agenda unfolding beautifully. And I have to say, I agree with you. It is a brilliant plan. You have to look at it with that view. Like, when you go, wow, this has been a plan, and look how it has played out, and look at how for generations our people, we have all been duped throughout the world. And it's brilliant, I have to say, but it's time now to stop that process. And to come together, because we do have a power in unity, and as we have been speaking about, what we focus on in our words and everything about us has a power. We're talking about the energy or the frequencies, you know, that we emanate and how crucial they are, and how we are being manipulated to follow their rule, their energy, their frequency. So the words we put out, the hate that we hold, and the disunity and the divisiveness is a power. It's an energy. And we are basically feeding what we seem to all despise and are all concerned about, but we are feeding it. That's what I feel. And they're doing a good job. They're leading us. And we've been duped, folks. We've been played big time. The clowns are leading us. Those crazy clowns. Scary people.
Yeah, watch them pull up in the little bitty Volkswagen and see how many of them get out. They're everywhere. You can't stop the clowns.
And to me, they keep saying...
I just got a visual in my head when you said that.
Right, exactly, the circus. But to me, this is not a time to sit back and eat your popcorn watching the circus. I'm sorry. It's really not. It's really time to figure out what is really needed. What can we do individually and collectively? Because we are in this together, you know, and I hate to keep saying that there's something dark and evil that's running things here, but it has been. And I guess it's because I feel people have a difficulty in accepting that. And I can understand that, because this is so huge, so unimaginable, incomprehensible, that we find ourselves saying, this can't be. This can't be real. And it's like we keep saying it, sis, that we're in a movie. We're in a movie, you know?
I have a plan.
Huh?
I have a plan.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember?
You have a plan. Yay, let's hear the plan.
Do you remember when you was in school and you got caught passing notes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I this is what we need to do. We need to write down, everybody take out a pen and paper and write down peopleforpeople.ning.com. And on that same piece of paper, write down shazizradio.com. And then write underneath both of those, pass it on. And whenever you're out there in the world and you see somebody else, pass them that note secretly and tell them to pass it on. We need to bring people here to hear these kind of words that we've been speaking. And maybe even write "not secure" on there so that, you know, with big question mark. But we need to do that, because our social media network, the chokehold that they're putting on the social media out here, is mind-blowing. And
well, I wonder what's gonna be happening, because Trump just recently, and I popped that into, just recently attacked Facebook for their censorship, you know, of the conservative persons or whatever, or conservatives, and he's attacking them, questioning them, and I'm just wondering, well, what is that, what's gonna happen? Because we see that, I mean, people are being censored and knocked off of Facebook and other venues, you know, and this is ramping up.
Here's the thing, sis, that bothers me about that, is that, yeah, Trump did come on and he did say, I'm watching you guys. I see what you're doing.
That's right.
This is a constitutional thing. This has to do with the First Amendment.
That's correct.
This is a guarantee, supposedly, from our government, and he would be in his right to pull this out, throw that card down, and say, hey dudes, you better change, because this is unconstitutional what you're doing, you know?
Nobody's doing that. That's what we were saying before, Shaziz and I were talking about what we've seen that those others are doing. They should be in jail by now, but they're still wandering around.
They're being allowed to do it.
They're being allowed, yeah.
All we're getting from the peanut gallery is, oh, you shouldn't do that. I'm watching
you. Yeah, exactly. Or here's
the
information.
Bad.
It's really bad. Here's the information on that person. This is what they did then, and this is what they did before, and this is vile, and this is unbelievable, and this is against the law. This is lawlessness, but they're still walking around. So
right.
What on earth is going on?
Well,
being played.
I tell you what.
Yeah, the circus.
There are some people, like Crazy Fox in the People for People Network. He's always setting up email servers and stuff like that. But there's some other people within this network that are really good with computers. We need to start figuring out how we can build a platform better than Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, and how we can fund that platform to keep it alive, to allow people to be able to share both sides of the story, and bring People for People Radio and Shaziz Radio to the next level as far as being able to communicate across international boundaries. I know once we got started, we've come up against it. We've already come up against it, all right? The suppression and the constant attacks and stuff like that, We've witnessed it firsthand. But,
you know, this whole thing, this constitutional free speech right, means that there are sometimes people say things that make you feel uncomfortable. You might not like it, but that's our Constitution, folks.
Yep.
This is what this is about. But who's the judge of what is unacceptable? You see, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Who are the ones that are the authorities that are saying, oh, oops, sorry, what you're putting out is not acceptable?
So we have a law that says that if you tell somebody, I'm going to go get my gun and I'm going to blow your head off, that's a threat, and you can be charged with that. Okay, that's a law that we have on the books. If you tell somebody, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to rape you in the middle of the night, and I know where you live, and I'm going to send a whole bunch of other people there too because I'm going to tell them where you live, that's against the law, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if we have these laws already and they're not being enforced, what makes you think that they're really interested in protecting you, your free speech, or anything? It has nothing to do with that. If I come to you and I say, hey, and I'm saying this hypothetically, okay, before people get upset, I come to you and I say, hey, Trump is the greatest thing since mustard. He is the best in the world, and he's going to kick everybody's butt. And you're gonna be sorry. And you tell me, you look at me, and you're on the other side, and you know dang well, okay, this Trump guy ain't no good for us. What's your option? To call me a racist, or to turn around and walk away and say, that woman is out of her freaking mind, I'm going elsewhere.
Well,
that's what we used to do.
They want to throw you in jail for it.
That's what we used to do. There was no problem. You know?
Well, you have things up on Facebook that are pretty shocking, but they're allowed, you know? And it's kind of concerning when they take somebody's perspective down on a political person or a position of whatever's, but they have, then they're censored. But they have stuff up there that they're allowing that is pretty shocking.
So the only reason I can figure that they're censoring us is to get us at each other's throats.
Yes.
For one side to say, nah, 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 you know, and the other side to say, hey, that's not fair, that's not right.
Well, you have a right to your perspective. You have a right to speak in this country. That's how it used to be. But now it's shifting. Don't you know that?
Somebody, one of the senators or congressmen said that they would like to see people thrown in jail for denying climate change. All right, look, I don't care if you deny the moon landing or you deny anything. You got a right to your own doggone opinion. If you're going to be jailed for what you believe in, where does that stop?
That's happening. That's happening. But in other countries, people are being jailed or they're losing points, like in China, and they're not able to go on a bus or whatever. But when you have political people standing up in front of a bunch of other people, and they're screaming, saying, go to those people's houses, go spit on them, take them out of a restaurant, push them out of the restaurant. You know, when you have a political person in our country saying that, and she's still walking around, whoa,
Happened? Well, yeah, and here's the thing, too, is that when you hear somebody saying things like this, and they're telling you that when you see them in the street, when you see them in their home, at their homes, or in a restaurant or anything like that, go in there and make their lives miserable.
Yeah.
You, if you're listening to that and you say, hey, I'm going to go do that, then you have to really seriously sit down and think about what you are willing to do because someone has a different opinion from you. If you think that it's okay for you to beat someone up because they have a different opinion, then you have some serious issues that you need to deal with because you have a differing opinion from them. So if it's okay for you to beat them up because they have a differing opinion, how come they can't beat you up?
No, well, they're racist.
See, this is where
terrorists.
But this is where we're leading to. This is what it's going to come down to. if it's okay to go out and accost someone and create harm on them because they believe differently than you, then sooner or later it's going to come back on you. And what are we going to have? We're going to have a free-for-all. We're going to have a civil war. Yep. We're going to have chaos. This isn't normal. This isn't logical. It isn't even humane in any way. There is no way that you can condone harming another person for the way they think or the way they their opinions. If they act upon you, then that is a wrong. If they come to you, if you walk into a restaurant and you accost somebody because they have a differing opinion, you're the one in the wrong. And you can't say, no, I'm in the right because they said something I didn't agree with. No, you're not in the right. You have to logically be able to see this, right? Right?
Sure.
I mean, seriously. Just saying.
No, you're right.
I'm going to get me some coffee. I'll be right back.
You're right, but you have the mainstream media basically, you know, on that side where that it's okay to beat somebody up if they have a red hat on or that says something or that they voted for someone. You know, I mean, right now, anybody that voted for Donald Trump is being called a Nazi, a racist, whatever, and that's okay. Just because, you know, they're called deplorables. So this is what the mainstream media is pushing. Now, when you have a faction like the mainstream media pushing this stuff, they're not neutral. They have taken a side already, and they're basically ramping up this hate and this, you know, this method of really destroying our free speech. And they're terrifying people.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
It's like Ann James says in the chat, Michelle Obama was treated far worse than Trump has ever been. No. They're both treated badly, okay? There is no worse than.
Wow, yeah. Well, first of all, you have now the Dems want to have Trump's grandchildren take them to court. 5-year-old little people. Subpoenaed. Did that happen to Michelle Obama? No, it did not. No.
Well, it doesn't matter, though. The thing of it is that they're promoting the anger and hate. That's all it is. It has nothing to do. These are puppets. These are puppets that we're talking about. Michelle Obama and Trump are puppets. They're put up there to give you something to throw a dart at. Okay? Pick your side. Get your dartboard. Put their picture up there and throw your darts. That's what it's about. It's not about truth. It's not about reality. It is about the construct. It has nothing to do. Go past the names. Go past the image that they're putting in front of you and just look at the truth behind it.
Yeah.
How can you say, what difference does it make one was treated far worse than the other? Nobody should be treated in that manner. I just feel that myself. This has to stop. I don't care who they are. What are we going to do now? Start arguing about how many times Michelle was attacked or how many times Trump was attacked?
That's the honey trap right there. That is the reason why they do what they do. That's the Jerry Springer effect. They want you to fight about whether or not one was treated poorlier than other. The whole doggone thing is the government out there is a sideshow, folks.
What? Guess what? None of them were treated worse than you or me.
That's right. It's the doggone, the WWF on crack, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. How many of you people out there still believe that that's real? Seriously. They had Trump on that show, for Pete's sake, beating up on Joe McMahon. Ed McMahon, I don't know what his name was. It doesn't matter. The guy that runs the WWF. They had the President of the United States, before he was President of the United States, was out there beating up on the guy. All right? These guys will hit each other in the head with chairs, metal chairs, and they'll get up and walk around. They're fine. You and I'd be in traction. All right? They'll jump. 200-some-odd-pound man will jump off the top rope and slam somebody's neck into the dirt, or they'll pick them upside down and drop their head, their whole body weight on top of their head, and they're not in traction? Folks, it's a sideshow. If you go back and you look at the history of our dollar bill and our banking system, and you find out the dirty deeds that were taking place over the Federal Reserve, which is not federal. It's a privately owned bank that is immune from government prosecution, and they have the money. They loan that money to the government. The government then in turn loans the funny money to us. You don't even have a real penny in your pocket. None of you do. It's the year 2019 now. Take that penny, take your pocket knife out and scratch the face of that penny. It's not even copper anymore. These folks have not only screwed the entire world out of any possibility of being able to make this world a better place, they've convinced you that Barry Satoru or Barack Hussein Obama or any of them, all even his wife Michelle Obama, whether she is or isn't a man, they've got you folks out there arguing over these kind of things whenever you reach your hand in your pocket after a hard day's work and you pull out a bunch of crap. That's what they've given you.
Well, and look at it this way. If you think that this fiasco, that this circus that we've been watching since Trump said he was going to run for president was not manufactured. Think about this. It started way back when, during the Patriot Act.
Yeah, it was on the Simpsons show, too.
Both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, both sides moved these agendas forward. When this collusion thing came along, both sides moved it forward. It wasn't until it was allowed to be leaked into the mainstream media that there was a right or a left. Before that, they were working in unison. Nobody was complaining that there was a Uranium One deal. No one was complaining that trillions of dollars were sent in planes to Iran. No one was complaining when all of this information was being, you know, before it was disseminated to us. They all played along and played in this game and created what we are seeing right now.
Yep.
The right and the left. They weren't fighting with each other. They weren't, You had the Democrats who were calling for the wall.
You know what the sad thing about this is?
Before Trump got in. They were for it, and now they're against it. Can't you see that we're the only ones being played here?
You know
that all
sad?
Of this has just been there to move us.
Do you know what the sad thing
direction.
About this is, Patty? I've witnessed this. You've witnessed it. Barbara's witnessed it. We've watched friend turn against friend. We've watched entire networks fall by the wayside because that agenda worked so well. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I mean, we've watched families become, hateful towards each other because of who they voted for. I mean, this was such a plan. It's a brilliant plan. I have to keep saying it. And they played us very well, and people are still doing, they're still arguing over who did this or who didn't do that or what this did or so on and so forth. They're still arguing against each other instead of coming together.
And what gets me, sis, what gets me is those who stand up and say, look, guys, there's no difference between the right or the left. We're the ones that get shoved off to the edge. Yeah.
That's
right. To the fringe, as if it's not acceptable. The people cannot accept the fact that both sides are the same. Even though, if you remember right, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, people were saying there's no difference between the left and the right.
That's right.
This is the genius behind what they've been able to do to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's a party. It's one party, basically, with the same agenda, and it is to get to the top and to put the money in their pocket.
And it's basically a worldwide party.
It's a worldwide to get the people crazy, to get us all fighting each other, so we can't see straight. So we can't think critically. So we have no basis, no foundation together. We're just a bunch of people flying around from one thing to the other, attacking each other. That's what they want.
Well, I'm not going to mention any names, but I had a friend here recently told me that he wanted to thank me for everything that we've been doing, and he actually walked away from the table because it got too frustrating. And, you know, part of what's differences in beliefs that people, you know, arguing over, and, you know, it's both sides of the story, you know. Like, I got a different view than somebody else, and they got a different view to me. And the thing about the Knights of the Round Table is we don't expect each other to agree on everything. And we don't leave each other because we're frustrated because one of us doesn't want to conform to what the other one believes in, because we know the manipulation has been so intense that we could have very well been lied to. But it's just a tiny example, that one message that I got from a really good friend that was willing to just walk away from the table because they've had enough. I understand that. I really do. If it hadn't been for Barbara,
I want to say something to that.
I would have walked away.
I want to say something to that. So I've seen people walk away. I've seen people just log off, walk away, and disappear. And you've known them for years, and ultimately you all have the same goal, which is peace, which is harmony, which is unity, which is a better world for our children and our grandchildren. Yet because there may be a difference of your, let's say, just your perspective on the political arena, they can't handle it, and they disappear. So therefore, you know, we have these people who can't handle, you know, a different perspective, and this is what they're trained to do.
Yep.
So there's a lot of that becomes the ultimate issue right there, instead of peace, right? That becomes the ultimate issue instead of unity and for our children and our grandchildren a better world. Let's stand together. But that's what this political game, this circus is doing, is separating us people, getting us angry at each other because you have a different perspective, or you found something that may be good information but they don't agree with it, or they have a different information from another source that you may disagree with, and that's where we're all being led to. So for some people, it's amazing to me how it's easy for them just to drop out after you've had years of connections, and ultimately you all want the same thing, which is a better world for the grandchildren and peace. But no, I'm going to log off now. I'm going to just diss you. I'm just going to ignore you because you said this about this political person, or you have a different perspective.
There you go. The divide and conquer, the destabilization worked. It took a good soul off the table.
It surely did. And it took the unity. It basically, you know, there's a big chunk of the circle, of the sacred circle, the sacred hoop, gone.
Yep. That's why I say this killer clown show that we're watching, it has serious ramifications. You know, friendships tore apart, families tore apart, nations tore apart. These folks know what they're doing. That's why they continue to do it, and they continue to get by with it, because we can't figure out that we've been hoodwinked. We can't figure out that they're playing us like a banjo. Well, the ones you're hearing right now speaking, and even a lot of the ones that we're preaching to the choir, so to speak, they understand. They get it. But the new people that show up down here with other ideas and stuff, it's going to take a little bit more for them to understand what we're saying is the truth. They're going to have to really get out there and do some serious research and find out. Look, you're being lied to. In the alternative energy community alone, I get so incredibly frustrated because I'm sitting here looking at the answer and everybody's still complaining about the problem. There's a solution. Folks, there's a solution to all of this. Every last bit of it. But that solution lies in you personally doing something, anything.
We should really be ashamed. Seriously. We consider ourselves to be intelligent, enlightened, a group of human beings who live on this small, tiny planet, and we consider ourselves to be the highest form of intellectual expression, right?
Yeah, that's
yet
what we think.
Here we are, children. We are acting more like children every day. We are throwing away the abilities that we have. We are throwing away the promise that we can bring. We are throwing away a future worth living. For what? For what? A construct that keeps us in this mix of total anarchy and chaos. And we see it for what it is. When we look out and we look at the world today, and all of us, I don't care what side you're on, you're looking at it and you're saying, things are bad, things are freaking crazy. We need to change it, but we're not. We're getting more divided. We're saying, well, you're not seeing it my way, so I'm not talking to you anymore. It's a travesty of humanity. That's what we're experiencing today. And we have every tool we need to make this world a world that our future children, our future generations would be proud of. Yet, here we are with the tools already in hand, and we're not even employing them. We're not even attempting to bring it all together. We want this construct of authority to keep leading us. We must, because here we are, floundering around like a bunch of fools, like clowns.
I don't, because I got my tool belt on. I'm ready to work. I'm telling the world I'm ready to work. So are you.
Well, yeah, I'm talking generally, though. You know, it's the movement of the anger and the angst that is filling the world today. Instead of solutions, instead of the coming together, instead of realizing that we have the power. I mean, we say it all the time, don't we? I hear people from both sides saying, the people have the power. We may have it, but if we don't use it, nothing comes of it. And we're not using it. We're playing their game. We wait for them to tell us how to act, how to react. We wait for them to tell us what to buy and what not to buy. We wait for them to tell us what is wrong with us and how bad we've been. We don't do anything. We don't stand up and say, okay, we're going to take control. We're going to take responsibility. We're going to make this world a... We keep waiting for them to do it, and look at what they're doing. Of course, we have to realize that they're not doing it. They're not going to do it. If they could have brought peace, we would have had peace.
Yeah,
we would have had peace a long time ago. If they were going to make a system that created health instead of ill health, we would have a system that created health today. They've had enough time. They haven't done it. Mm-mm. They're not going to do it. It's up to us. And until we can throw away the bull crap.
Yep.
Get real. Go ahead.
They triggered me with one phrase. One phrase is all it takes to trigger me. Alright? And it probably triggered Barry too. But it said Christian persecution reaching genocidal levels in different places in the world. Alright? Obviously that's going to get me triggered because I'm a Christian. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not going to apologize for my spiritual belief. But nonetheless, it's just a tiny example, just a fraction of what they do with the headlines, with the stories, and allowing people who are in public office to get by with literal murder and still be walking the streets when you and I would be in jail.
And all we need to do is say, wait a minute, people are being killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, not a religion. People are being killed.
Did you see the tweets of Clinton and Obama when the Sri Lanka bombing happened, and they said they send their condolences to the Easter worshippers.
Yeah,
Easter.
That would trigger people too.
Easter. I mean, it wasn't even Christians.
Here again,
bunny.
We're picking up the baton for the relay race because we're going to say, okay, they didn't say Christian. Well, of course they didn't.
Well, hold on a second.
It's a manufactured construct to get us at each other's throats.
We would pick that word up
and run with it.
But it's an obvious message.
Hold on a second. Back up a second. When you said that she said the Easter people, Obama was like right up there directly in people's faces mocking Christians, all right? And Easter people, same thing. It's mocking Christians, obviously. Well, I think if my memory serves it right, at somewhere back in her political history, she was pretending like she was a Christian. And the same thing with Obama, supposedly having, you know, these doggone, what do they call them at the White House, where they have these doggone dinners for...
First dinner.
Yeah. All right, so... Not only the hypocrisy, but the terminology used to deliberately trigger people. You see what I'm saying? And these are coming from politicians.
Yes.
Well, you
that's
can't
what
go
you're
in
talking
the store
about.
And call
that's
a fire.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the deliberate. So what it did was, okay, Obama and Clinton, here's the headline, right? Fury. As Obama Clinton avoid word Christians in Sri Lanka blast tweets. Fury. Okay?
Yeah.
This is all deliberate.
That's it.
There you go.
That's in other words, everybody hearing this broadcast, get angry, no matter what side you're on.
Yeah.
Either or. It's time to get angry. React to this. And yeah. People do.
How you doing, Barry?
I'm just getting the cobwebs out of my head. I stayed up real late last night, which is unusual for me. a buddy invited me to talk last night on a show, and I drank coffee at 6 o'clock at night, and I should never do that because it keeps me up till about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know that them links you gave me didn't work, and I didn't get to hear. Just saying.
Well,
it's all good.
Basically, we've been witnessing... A killer clown show, Barry.
Well, you know, the irony is we're hearing nothing now about Sri Lanka. It's been totally taken out of the news. Yet 300 people died, and they were Christian. But we're still hearing talk about New Zealand, you know, where 60 Muslims were murdered. Well, I mean, the hypocrisy in our media now is so blatantly obvious that people aren't seeing it. They're not getting angry like you said, Patty. Something's wrong. You really are stuck in the matrix. It's time to wake up, folks.
We're not allowed to use that word, right?
But what I'm saying is that we shouldn't be getting angry because of Christians or Muslims. We should be getting angry because people are dying.
Yes.
People. As long as we keep pushing their narrative, then we segregate and divide because there's going to be people that are going to be Muslim that are going to say, oh, well, that was just Christians. And there are going to be Christians that are going to say, oh, well, that was just Muslim. No, it was freaking people. It was people. The words that we use to define our divisions are what is the problem. We have governments that are condoning this, that are pushing this, that are constructing this. And the media, they're not inciting people because they have a political bent. They are inciting people because they get their orders at 4 a.m. in the morning as to what they will tell the people.
Yep.
And if you don't believe this, go from one newscast to the other and hear the same exact words used to describe whatever event is on the table for that day.
Well, it's kind of interesting when you have people in the higher-ups saying their heart breaks for New Zealand and the global Muslim community, and that they must continue to fight the perpetuation and normalization of Islamophobia and racism in all its forms. and again noting white supremacist terrorists must be condemned by leaders everywhere. You know, that's okay.
Yeah, us nationalists, we are now the enemy.
That's right.
We're the enemy of the state.
Another dividing line.
Yeah.
We're about to pass M103 into law in Canada. And I'll tell you, folks, it's just that people aren't going to get awake by this in Canada, then I don't know what to say to people, because it's a blasphemy law. And if they pass this into law, which has gone through the third reading now in Parliament, they're going to try and ram this through. I can't even speak against Islam.
If I
speak about Islam.
I get that, but you have to understand, Barry, that those folks that are ramming that through, they're doing it intentionally to incite you.
Of course they are.
It's like the anti-Semitism law that they're passing here, you know?
Yeah.
It is in order to make sure that we don't ever think that we can come together.
That's right.
We have to face off against each other. That's the imperative, because the moment we stop, they lose.
That's it.
And they know this.
And once we stop fighting each other, they can't win. There's no way for them to win. You know, look, if you join the military, you have to pick that gun up. You have to decide whether or not you're going to take somebody else's life. You have to choose to do that. Right? Of course, everybody's excuse is, well, you know, I was following orders. Of course you were following orders, just like many people in history followed orders and committed terrible atrocities. But they incite you with the words to get you riled up to want to go to war. Now we're talking about going down into Venezuela and, you know, taking somebody else out. We're talking about going all over the world and taking somebody else out. And every time that they bring this to the table, that we need to go to war, they're always saying that somebody's being abused. How much more abused are they being than we're being abused? You think that the people starving here in America is less hungry than the people starving in another nation? We could solve both starvation things.
Well, ask yourself this, too. Ask yourself this. You have the Muslims in Germany, the immigrants that came in and raped the women, and are continuing to be, so rape is against the law. How come they haven't been held accountable as men committing rape?
It's
okay,
it's to make you, me, Barbara, and Barry mad. It's
here.
Well,
no,
mad.
What they do is they tell the women not to go out on the street.
That's the solution.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Why aren't we standing up and saying, hey, rape is against the law. Why aren't they being charged for rape? I don't care what religion they are. I don't care who they worship. The fact is, they broke the law, and they should be charged.
Yep.
Nobody's saying that. We're just yelling about Muslims, and the Muslims are just yelling about the Christians, but nobody's being held accountable by the laws that we have on the books. But they will create more laws that say you can't say anything bad about these people.
That's right.
What are we curing with this? Nothing.
Fascism.
So you witness a crime, somebody being raped, and then you go say this Muslim raped them, and you're going to jail. It's like calling the cops for protection and they come out and arrest you.
Yeah, if we didn't have that label in the front, and we just say, a man raped a woman, maybe we could figure out that, well, rape is bad, and we have laws against it. Let's put that man in jail for raping that woman. If a person rapes a child, that man raped, it doesn't matter if he's Muslim, it doesn't matter if he's white or black, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. The fact is the man or the woman
to
put harm on someone else, and there are laws. We don't go there anymore, do we?
We have to understand the game that's being played on us so that we can actually win the game that's played on us.
Well, I think we have to pay attention to our how we are easily manipulated. Our emotions are easily manipulated because that's the game that they're playing. So And you know, when you get riled up, when you get angry about something, you gotta step back a few paces and just check on yourself. You know, I'm not saying we shouldn't get irate about certain things, but then we want to hold a good balance here. You know, we don't want to feed the dark. We don't want to feed that evil and energy. We don't want to feed the negative. And we're basically participating in doing that. If when we get enraged, when we lash out, we're dropping our frequencies. We're aligning ourselves with that, with the evil frequencies. And that's what they want. That's what all this arguing is about. That's what the pitting against each other is. It's about frequency. That's what hatred is about. It's about frequency. That's what divisiveness is. It's about frequency. And they're using this ancient method about frequencies because we're creating and manifesting and feeding either the dark or the light. That's where we are. So there's a lot of things that we can get irate about. I'm there too, but I got to step back. We have to step back. It's not going to do any much good. What's going to do better and shift things is if we hold the frequency of light and compassion and unity, okay? That's where we need to really keep remembering. I'm not going to be allowing myself to be dragged into that anger, that rage, and spewing out stuff against some other because I'm feeding the dark and I'm playing their game. I'm doing exactly what they want me to do. We have to keep realizing this is about frequency. This is about wordplay. Words have power. Frequencies create and manifest. So where are we in this whole play? We're being played.
I seen a really powerful video. It was a real event. I can't remember exactly which event this was, but the community was, you know, so supportive and in concern for a particular individual that had been murdered. All right, and these people came together with a candlelight vigil that I have never seen the size of as many people that came together in this situation. I mean, if you looked in this video, you could see people for miles down the road, miles that direction, you know, and it just, when the camera person was spinning this camera around, panning the view of how many people came together towards this one spot in support of this family and their loved one, that was so powerful, so amazing, and that's what we're talking about that is actually needed. I could guarantee you, you could go to every other five person in there, and they all had different backgrounds. They all had different political and other beliefs, but that one focusing of that love that they showed for that family was so intense. And so many people was involved in that one episode. You see what I'm trying to point out here? Anybody?
Yeah. It's what we're talking about, Shaziz. We're talking about the light, shining that light. Coming together and shining the light. Choosing. We have free will. And our free will basically is being manipulated. We don't connect with our free will and making good choices here. We're being played. We're being manipulated. We're just being swung around from this emotion and that emotion.
Yep. True.
And when you're emotional like that, when you're played that way and your emotions come up and out and you react, okay, react through emotion, you're not in your center. You're not doing much good. You're just playing their game. You're allowing them to manipulate you, and you're feeding that darker frequency of hatred, of divisiveness, of frustrations, and all that. That's really what this is all about.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were some words written down, said there'd be days like this. Paul Harvey, smart man. Boy, I tell you what, if he didn't tell it like it is, these folks out there that are pulling the strings, they know what they're doing. And they have the money, they have the power structure, and they have the manipulation skills in order to pull off the biggest scam in the history of scams. When you look at the mainstream media, if you're wide awake, you know they're lying. When you listen to the words coming out of a political person's mouth, you know they're lying. And even if they're not completely lying, they're not being completely upfront either, and they're furthering an agenda that they're believing in. Now, If you want to show me a president that can shut down the Federal Reserve, then I'll tell you that man is on the right side of the fence. Because the Federal Reserve is flat out evil. And the things that they get by with is flat out evil. You want to show me a president that can shut down the UN, or even the Vatican for that matter? You're gonna impress me. You're gonna show me a man who really is trying to get down to the bottom of everything.
Well, we're gonna wait and see. I'm waiting. Yep. I'm still on the fence.
So
I'm here on this fence. I'm hearing what you're saying.
I'm watching.
Right. I'm watching. We know it. They are obviously the man that you're talking about. A president obviously knows everything, knows it all, because we've seen that.
Yep.
They have it all. Okay, well, guess what? I'm waiting.
I want to see, instead of people protesting the doggone government, stand out there on the government mouthpiece and stand there and protest when they're being lied to. When they're CNN and MSNBC and ABC can come out there and they can flat out tell you a bold-faced propaganda lie with a smile on their face. And try to convince you. And it Fox News doesn't get a free pass because we don't even know that they're completely on the up and up. But, you know, whatever the case may be, if you go out there and listen to alternative media and you hear all these people pointing out all this research and facts of this right there, and it doesn't jive with what the mainstream media is telling you, and suddenly you start hearing the labels being put on those people, then you know something's wrong. If you start being called an ist of any kind, then you know something's being wrong. You're stepping on the wrong toes if you start getting too close to the truth, and that's where they get frustrated. That's why they want to shut down Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and they want to do everything they can to keep you arguing along the entire way so it makes it easier for them to suppress the voices of truth. They want you to argue with that other person on Facebook. Look, we gotta have peace over here. So as Facebook, we're not gonna allow this type of speech over here anymore. Bam, you're gone. You see what I'm saying? It's a trap.
Yes.
Well,
it is a trap.
I must be doing something wrong because they haven't come up and attacked me yet. So I'm gonna try and step up my game.
Well, you don't have enough. You know.
That's it.
They're deep
little
platform.
Tiny voice. Yeah, I'm just a little tiny voice. The big voices they're attacking.
Right, yeah. Right. Because those are the ones that the people, the majority of the people, can hear and identify with. We have identity politics right now, so they are pandering to those two divisional sides for a perfect reason. They are going to. Believe it or not, guys, they are going to push this censorship. There's a reason why this is happening, not just because they don't want to hear what you have to say. It has nothing to do with that. It really has nothing to do with it. It has to do with this globalization, and they have to bring us all under one umbrella that has no divisions, because we're going to be censored to the point we're going to be in a China-like syndrome.
That's why they slapped down. That's why they slapped down the Alex Joneses and the Steven Crowders and that goes to colleges all the time. I can't remember his name.
That's a lot of Rick Crowder.
Yeah, there's another one too. He's
Mark Dice.
Well, yeah,
Mark Dice.
That's why they slapped
down
them
Paul
down.
Joseph Watson.
To set an example for the little guys and the little gals. This is what's going to happen to you if you get too big.
But it's going to happen, period.
Yeah.
All of this is meant for one reason, and that is to take away your freedoms and force you to conform.
Yep.
And it's not about the political sides. It's about moving toward this unified globalization. That's what it's all about. Everything we're witnessing right now has nothing to do with what you think it does.
That's right.
It has to do with moving us to the next pasture, which is globalization.
It's holding up the right fist while they slam you in the jaw with the left one. Keep you looking over here.
Yeah, we see that with the universal ID. We see that with the RFID chip being really ramped up around the world. We see them setting up for a cashless society, which they could implement in the click of a when the time comes, they will. And I believe that'll be the mechanism they use to bring society into complete control. If they collapse the dollar,
yes,
they control the money, then you can really turn society upside down by universally collapsing economies worldwide. And the world into chaos.
If they're successful, then that means these poor loving hearts on this Knights of the Round Table will be criminals. We will be criminals.
Yes, we will. And they will come and put us away. And that day, I believe, is coming. Hate to say that, but I believe that day is coming. So we've got to speak loud while we still can.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go down holding strong to the faith. Even if I'm flat out wrong in my spiritual journey, I'm going to go down holding strong to the faith. They're not going to get me to accept no doggone chip or any tattoo or anything like that that gives the government dominion over my body. This is my body. It was given to me by my creator. You know, whoever you think the creator is, this is me. This is Shaziz. I'm me. And I'm going to remain me. And I'm not going to fall for all this bunk that they've been trying to put out on us. I'm not falling for the Jerry Springer effect. I'm not going to hate my brothers and sisters and walk away because they don't want to comply to what I have to say. I understand that they are them. They're their own entity, their own individual, and that's the way it's supposed to be. We're all supposed to be individuals. We're all supposed to be, you know, special. Before the eyes of our Creator, each and every one of us are a piece of that puzzle. They're not going to get me.
Well, you really got to pay attention to what's going on in Venezuela right now, guys, because that could be a flashpoint.
Well, you got the Russians in there,
you got the Cubans in there, you got
there.
America in there, you got them putting Navy ships down there right now. it's a pretty volatile situation.
They want to take us to war, and you know what they did to Venezuela? The same thing they're trying to do to us.
Yeah, well, Venezuela 15 years ago, if you look at Venezuela 15 years ago, they were a very rich, wealthy country.
Yeah.
And now they're fighting for scraps out of the garbage.
Yeah, they did to Venezuela what they want to do to Canada, what they want to do to Scotland and Ireland and all of the European states, nations, and they want to do this everywhere. Just like what happens over in China. You couldn't explain it better when you threw China out there because China has the eye on everybody. China
Look
has
how
that
indoctrinating our youth,
stuff
man.
Already
we got this
said
global, we got this global youth movement now for climate change. Look how indoctrinating the children and our university students have become when they get on board with something like this. They have no idea. They have them marching to support socialism, marching to support people like Bernie Sanders. Well, really, they just got to have a look at Venezuela to see where that'll end up in America.
Well, look,
but yet they keep marching.
The true heart of socialism sounds good. It sounds good on theory, but it doesn't work in practice. What the real socialism is, it has no ism on it. What it is what we talk about all the time, about making everybody out there have a voice, making everybody out there able to have food and shelter and clothing and to make our world better for the future generations. That's the best type of what would have been socialism. And it's not by a government. It's by we the people, where we start being neighborhoods again, where you know who your neighbor is. You go over and say hi to them. And if they're ill, you help them out. If they're needy, you feed them or whatever. That's what they use these terms to sucker the youth into using their heart and not using their brain. I feel bad because they're telling me children in the world are starving. So I'm going to reach in my pocket. I'm going to give my money out to all these different charities who are claiming that they're going to solve starvation. I got to tell you something, people. I'm 53 years old. I may not be the oldest one on this panel right now, but for 53 years of my life, every time I look at the TV and I see that there's a starving baby in this world that can't get fed, and we've got stealth bombers that can go around and blow that baby's house right out from under them, it pisses me off. 53 years I've been watching this, and you tell me these governments can't solve this? They got our money. They got our manpower. When are we the people going to get fed up and stand up and feed these babies in all nations? When? Tell me that one.
Jesus,
when we take back the power.
When we take back the power. Until we do, it's not going to change, because we have the power right now to feed everybody on this planet 10 times over. So there's no excuse for people going hungry on this planet.
There are no scarcity.
If we spent a quarter of what the world spends on weapons every year to kill ourselves on feeding people, we wouldn't have these problems right now. And if we took care of our environment instead of destroying it, we wouldn't have these problems. But we're
so
blind.
You consider, in that 53 years, the charities that have taken money
under the guise of good
to feed the children.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still haven't been fed. And I'm going to give my money next time I see on the TV that my 50 cents will buy this child a pair of shoes and a meal a day. I'm going to give my 50 cents because it'll work, right? Because it's worked in the past, right? No, it doesn't work. We are the most giving people. I mean, when a charity says, I need money, people, they go and they call in and they want to help them children. I mean, billions of dollars every year go into charities worldwide to fight famine, to fight these poverty, you know, stricken areas, to empower these third world countries. But it never happens. It never happens. Yet we have warehouses that are stocked full of food because the commodities market needs to make money, so these foodstuffs are warehoused to make the prices go up for the corporations while these people are dying of famine, and you're giving your 50 cents a day to help them, but they're not being helped. Clean water. It does not take rocket science to drill a well. It does not do that. We have the ability for these coastal areas, desalinization plants. Oh, they're too expensive. Really, aren't they? Well, yeah, if you can't dig a well and you can't get them fresh water and you can't desalinize, how is it too expensive to do so?
The price of one stealth bomber would take care of that. One stealth
bomber.
How
many billions of dollars does it take to create a desalinization plant?
And then you look at the benefits. You can grow a garden in a desert with a desalination plant.
How many people, Barry?
Huh?
How many people have proven that they can green a desert? I mean, you go on the internet. Right, right.
Yeah. All those desert areas could be turned into beautiful gardens with salinization plants because the ocean has lots of water. And we're talking about contamination of the groundwater worldwide. We're really seeing a problem with that, and we have all the water we want right beside us. Why are we not embracing these ideas? Why are we not producing thousands and thousands of acres on desert land, reclaimable land, with gardens? Because we can do that.
And yet, why, with warehouses full of food, do we send them bags of rice?
Yeah, well, you know, the Clinton Foundation raised, what, $200 million for Haiti, and they built, with that $200 million, they built 16 houses. So they must be awfully good houses.
Yeah, really. Really.
There's a lot of children missing out of Haiti. Like thousands and thousands of them missing. Wonder where they went.
Well,
let's
just
look
Haiti.
At this country. Yeah,
but that's just an example.
I know,
Just an example.
Let's look at this country. You've got California that has the largest homeless population. The people, now these are citizens of the United States that are homeless, that have been kicked out of their homes because of the regulations and things that have been put on these people and the taxes that have been put on these people, that they can no longer afford to live in a home. They're living in tents on the streets by the thousands. The excrement that is being deposited on the streets is a health hazard. They're saying this. Yet we're giving millions of dollars to illegal, and I say the word illegal because you can't say that without adding the immigrant thing. We're giving thousands of dollars while children are going hungry and living on the streets. This could be cured if it was managed properly. there could be, you know, some people are going to get upset with me about this, but we could allow immigration into this country and absorb it in a way that would be financially, you know, secure, that would be stable if we did it right. But they're not doing it right on purpose.
Of course.
They're not doing it right on purpose.
Well, yes. That, and the hypocrisy of all these supposed representatives out there. I want somebody to go out there and find me one. I mean, just one representative that is not wealthy. Be either before or after they got out of office. Now, do you tell me that these people out there, including all the people that we hold up as idols out there on, you know, the Hollywood platform out there in movies and stuff, that have millions and millions of dollars, billions and trillions combined, that they themselves, who's always out there making you feel bad because you might have a piece of bread on your plate where there's somebody else in this world is starving to death, why ain't they emptying their pockets and going over there and solving this problem instead of laying it on the one who's out there working, trying to survive under this ridiculous legislations, regulations, and then some? They're not. The hypocrisy is ridiculous. They sit there and tell you, reduce your carbon footprint while jumping in a corporate jet. And all that dang carbon tax. Just they've sent out several million dollars to the United Nations for a climate change fund. And they do it every year. Now, at several million dollars over a bogus science thing, can't take that money and focus it towards a real need? Giving the people in California a home, giving the people in Bangladesh or whatever nation that they're in a home, they can't do that? Something's really wrong here. Something stinks. And I'm telling you, folks, until the people of this world decide to wake up and realize that you're being robbed, raped, ripped off, murdered in some instances, suppressed, oppressed, repressed, whatever the heck you want to call it, you're being screwed by the same people who are proposing that they're out there to help you out. Go there to the, put your red hat on, put your blue hat on, go there on election day, pull down that lever. Yeah, you did the right thing. Did you do the research before you did that? No, you didn't. You just went by the team color. And then the whole fact is that if you ain't paying attention, the dirty deeds on there are going to get done because whoever they want elected is going to get put into office. I like that one country that they put a purple, you make you put your thumb in a purple dye, shows that you already voted. And you don't vote unless you're a live person standing there voting. At least you know, I got a purple thumb here, I voted. You know? Put the red thumb on the one ever and the blue thumb on the other. But then they're going to come across some kind of craziness. Well, you can't let people know how the other guy voted. It's supposed to be a secret vote. Really? At least you know what side they stand on. You know who's going to stab you in the back when you turn your back. It's ridiculous. We got to get past all this ridiculousness. People got to understand now, their true potential.
And now for the good news. We can change this all tomorrow. We can change this all in the blink of an eye. All we have to do is forget about labels. Forget about titles. Forget about all the angst and start standing up and saying, we're done. You prosecute the crime and you let us do what we have to do, because if I wanted to go and feed the homeless, I would be put in jail for feeding the homeless. Yep. If I wanted to grow a garden and give my food away, I would be put into jail. If I wanted to create, Shaziz, a zero-point energy system that could free the people from the control of the energy, I would not be able to do it.
We got it.
Because it, yeah, you got it, but you don't have the money, and nobody's going to give you the money, and nobody's going to listen to you and support you on it, because it's not oil. It's not oil. And you can't have an energy system. You got Tesla cars that are built, electric cars that require oil to charge. You have to go and plug in. Where does that electricity come from? It comes from a petrol burning energy plant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can't be without oil. And these Tesla cars were a joke. They are a joke. You got a car industry that was told 15 years ago to build electric cars. They have yet to do in such a fashion that is not only affordable but economical and actually works.
They look nice.
What?
They look
we can
nice.
Put a freaking man on the moon. Well, that's debatable. But you know, we can do all of this high technology. We can create energy weapons. We can do all of this, but we can't create a car that will run on electricity that is not petrochemically induced.
We can build an electric hybrid car that would run on pure distilled water and electricity and would not harm the environment in any way. We could do that. We have the technology to do that.
People use oil from cooking oil.
Yeah.
Clean it up and use it in their cars.
That's it.
Yeah, vegetable oil, huh?
Yeah.
I know three people that are doing that now, Barb.
Yeah.
And it's like pennies on the liter as opposed to gasoline.
This is nothing new, folks. People have been doing it for years.
Well, you know, when it first came out, they would go to restaurants and the oil bins in the back that the restaurants had to pay to be able to get rid of. They were like, hey, yeah, you can have the oil. And then when people really started doing it, the company said, wait a minute. I can make money off of this. Yeah.
Because people will pay it.
Yeah, that reminds me, a long time ago, I had a friend that used to live down the street. He threw a stereo in the trash because he didn't want it anymore. And so I go up there and I said, hey, you mind if I have that stereo out of the trash? And he looked at me, he's like, yeah, for $10. I'm like, what? $10? It was in the trash a second ago. Yeah, but I want $10. Alright, well, you know, I guess your stereo stays in the trash.
Yeah, the thing of it is that we can do this. I mean, it's a lot, it would be so easy for us to create the future that we want. It would be so easy because we have the solutions. We have more solutions than we have problems. Seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
We have people, not entities, not corporations, not governments, not think tanks. We have people, average, everyday people who have solutions that work, that really would free us. And we are everywhere across the globe, in every culture, every country.
You know,
the minds, the brilliance is there.
The biggest misnomer out there, the biggest drawback is people are somehow or another under the impression that we got to overcome or overthrow the infrastructure as it stands. No, we don't even have to bother with them. We don't even have to.
No.
We don't even have to even touch them. We don't got to get violent. We don't even have to talk to them for that matter. All we got to do is take all this knowledge that we've got access to and start implementing the solutions that we've talked about over and over and over again. That's it.
Yes.
We do it.
Yes. Yes. And these people that stand up and say, well, you know, if you do that, they're going to come after you.
Oh, so be it.
Well, if we all did it, if we could get a consensus of like a community, like a town, and that whole town would decide, okay, we're going to move on these solutions, and we're going to start a community of solution-based technology, and we're going to implement it. Are they going to come and arrest the whole town?
They can't.
No. And if the town next door did the same thing, and the town next door did the same thing, we could do this. It's not It's not a pipe dream. People tell me all the time, oh, it sounds good, but it'll never happen. Well, of course it's not going to happen if you don't do it. Of course it's not going to happen. But we have to step outside of that that comfort zone. We have to step outside of that fear-based mentality that if I step wrong, they're going to come after me. Because they're coming after you anyway.
You got 100 people standing around why a cop is beating the heck out of a citizen and obviously using more force than necessary to resolve something that he decides to be a crime or whatever situation. You got 100 people standing by idly watching, and not one of them's brave enough to step in there because they don't believe that the guy next to them's going to step in there too. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. But you can get 2,000 people to go and destroy a city because somebody got arrested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get them burned down their own community because somebody got arrested.
The irony.
This is a shame.
Isn't it crazy? It's clown world, she says.
I'm mad at you, Patty, so I'm going to burn my house down.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to go down there and burn the store down that I buy my groceries from.
I had a fruit burn last night. Patty, it's all your fault.
See?
Well, what we're saying here is the truth is there for those who have eyes to see.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's across the board. You have to ask, so society just can't seem to get beyond the 23.6 or so miles per gallon on a highway, right? I'm just saying.
Well, you're right.
If you get 23, you're doing all right. I got 15, man.
Oh, my gosh, Barb.
All this information is out there, guys. It's all in people's faces now. And why aren't people embracing the fact that we're in a lot of trouble? Why are people still in the matrix?
Well, I
see it all the time. People going to their jobs every day, going home, watching the hockey game. They don't really seem to care about what's going on around them. And the world's falling apart. I see it in a lot of people.
I think
just want to look at it.
The reason why the world is still not getting the message is because the message is being, you know, fenced off away from the majority. Like when you see the Alex Joneses and Steven Crowder and all these other big name doggone YouTubers or, you know, talk radio show hosts getting censored, they had a platform where they reached millions of people and they were able to, you know, sway opinion, which could change an election because people go vote against these people that are doing the wrong thing. And that's why the mainstream media is so powerful. That's what I said earlier. Write down peopleforpeople.ning.com. Write down shazizradio.com and peoplesinternetradio.com and put it on a note and say pass it on the bottom of it. Put top secret on the top. Don't tell nobody about this. All right? Put it out there like you don't want nobody to tell nobody about this. And I guarantee you they'll spread the message. And the next thing you know, we'll have a crowd. And if that crowd agrees with us, then we're going to know that people are getting the message. You know, it's a doggone shame when I see how much work that Gary over there, People for People, has done on that show, and all these people have done, the radio host on all these different networks, and the fact that we have the troubles that we have trying to get a message such as the one we've shared today out, that's ridiculous. You know, and that's why every time this show's over and everything, I'm always begging people, please, share this podcast. Share the link. Put it out there. Write the doggone note. Pass the note hand to hand if you have to. Write it on a doggone billboard somewhere. Do like those gangsters that are tagging the sides of trains. I'm telling everybody to break the law. Don't do that. Seriously. No, just give them a note. Hand them a doggone note and send them on down the road with that note so that the message, if we can't get it out over the digital cyberspace, then we're going to have to get it out hand to hand. We're going to have to get into our communities and talk to people. Seriously.
Yes. Yes.
One guy that I listen to all the time, guys, is Paul Joseph Watson, and they've taken him down.
They've taken him down.
Hundreds of thousands of people listening to him.
So if he's he's not immune, then neither are we.
You've got a community center in your town. You've got churches in your town. You have got platforms in your town where you can go and you can speak. If you've got a laundromat in your town, you can take and put a pamphlet in a laundromat. You have billboards at some grocery stores, different places like this. You can put a sign up. If you can get over 1 million people marching in Washington wearing vagina hats.
Yeah.
Why can't you get 1 million people working together to make real change?
Yeah.
What is the issue?
That's because they don't know that the solution is right there in front of them. They're blinded by their hatred. They're blinded by their indoctrination. They're blinded by their politics. What'd you say, buddy?
They live in a state of fear.
Yeah.
Well, that's deliberate.
Let's give them a better way.
That's deliberate. So you got to use the same methods that the other side is using. You know? You got to give the people the reason. You got to give them something to stand up about. You know?
Well,
to believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And the power that they have. The power that we as the people rightly have. You know, the worst thing that could ever happen to a human being on this earth is to be told that you don't have the right by another human being.
Well, you don't have that you're powerless.
Right.
I mean,
and that's what's been done.
Yeah.
Who gave them the power?
Ooh.
We did.
Well, you're talking about when you're a child and the system is telling you you're powerless and you have to depend upon us. You have to comply with what we say, and you're a child. You know, this is where it begins. It begins in the childhood, in the education system. This is a really powerful ploy they're using.
Yep.
You start with the children. Like you said, these young people are marching because of climate change. Well, they are really concerned and worried because they're told these stories, these lies about climate change, but they're not being told that basically the whole ecosystem is being deforested, that the waters are being polluted, that the air is, you know, they're poisoning us in the air, and the food is sickening us. These kids aren't told that.
The Dad Burn Environmental Protection Agency. Let me say that again, just a slightly bit louder. Environmental Protection Agency made one heck of a mess when they busted a hole in a mine and dumped crud down a river that people use this to feed their cattle, to water their cattle, and so on. And then told those people, don't worry, wait for the crud to float by and then you can start drinking again. And then they took them tankers of water down there in the meantime, but they used old cruddy oil tanks to put water in to go down there and feed their cattle. Now why wouldn't anybody be upset about that? I can't understand. Surely
I'd
drink out of it.
There's so many stories. You have Flint, Michigan. Those people are still don't have clean drinking water. The kids are being affected by the lead, the poisoning, you know. I mean, the cities, the infrastructure is really bad. They're poisoning people, and people don't even know. Don't drink the water out of the faucet. You know, there's like poisons in there. Lead.
Well, yeah, and you have to look at the fact, too, that what do you expect to come from the EPA when the oil companies are sitting as the CEOs or
lobbyists.
Well, they control. They're at the head of the EPA. You've got Monsanto CEOs at the head of the FDA. You know,
yep.
Reserve Louisiana. Yeah.
All right.
The CDC is making money off of patented vaccines. This is the CDC is profiting off of vaccines.
Yeah.
Well, look.
We live in a circus, folks, and we've got solutions, and we're giving you solutions. You know, you have like people like these people, and this is just a few. You have William Reich, you have Nikola Tesla, you have Raymond Reif, you have Linus Pauling, we have our Chazes. There's so many who have created and manifested and patented, you know, functional energy devices, basically, that never made it to the public. You have to question why. Why? Why is that? Well, I think we know why, but just saying.
We should question. We should question everything.
Everything, yeah? Yes. You know, like you said earlier, since you said we deserve to have a good life. We do. We, by now, in this 20th century, you know, where we're heading, in a, you know, we should all be having clean food. We should all have free energy by now. We should all be, you know, living a good life, right? This is how it should be. But there's been factions in place that are preventing that from happening, and really, it's a dark, evil mindset that does not want you to have clean food, doesn't want you to have clean water, that is poisoning you, you know, and they're getting paid for this. This is all about greed. This is a dirty thing.
We're less free, we're less healthy, we're less financially stable, you know, there's less peace.
And so you say, well, no president has made a difference in my estimation. I don't care who it's been. No president has changed things for the better here. I don't care who they were. It wasn't Obama. It wasn't the Bushes. You know, and Kennedy tried, and we know what happened to him. You know, you have Johnson. You have the Bushes. You have all these people, Roosevelt, everybody. Nothing's changed here for the better for us people. And I'm sure the other countries could say the same. So this political arena here, they don't really care. They're authoritarians. They're up there on the top for the money, only for their own people. It's a club. We're not in that club. I'm not in that club.
Speaking of stable environmental protection agency and government agency, I want everybody to test a science experiment. I'm going to do a quick science experiment. I've just blown up a balloon, all right? And I'm setting a box on that balloon to represent this is a house on top of that balloon. If you think about a water table, if you think about a gas pocket, that's hydraulic pressure that is underneath my house that I've got sitting on top of this balloon. Knowingly, I don't know, because when I bought the house, nobody did a geological survey to say that I'm sitting on a water table or a gas pocket. So I buy this house, right? Well, the next thing you know, the EPA says it's all right for the oil companies to go out and do fracking, and they can shoot water up underneath the land that I'm on, and they can release that gas pressure so that they can take that natural gas. And then suddenly, you get this pop. All right? The balloon just emptied out. What was holding up my house is no longer holding up my house. What you now have is your house sitting down in what they like to call a sinkhole. And it's an act of God. God did that. So there's nobody liable for it. Nobody. You can't take them to court and sue them because your house is sitting in a hole. If you're driving your car down the road and suddenly a sinkhole pops up and you're in that hole and you're mortally wounded, you can't sue nobody. It's an act of God. All right? Well, if you test that experiment and show people that experiment, then you can understand why it is some people get upset about fracking. Some people get upset about people draining resources out from underneath the water table. Go down and look at different videos out there about salt mines that they undermine the doggone swamp with salt and then suddenly wondered why it was that the swamp disappeared down under the ground.
Still going on.
And these are companies that get by with this because of a government agency that said, oh, well, it's all right. It's environmentally sound. Right? That's what's going on, folks. And they're not caring about you. They're not caring about the people. They're not caring whether or not the people are drinking cruddy water and all that kind of stuff. But every single one of those concerns can be addressed by the solutions that we put forth here on not just this show, but the Mad Science Show, People for People Radio Network, all of these people out here that's done all these years. I mean, years of research. How many years of research you done, Patty?
Oh, my gosh. Almost 20 years.
How about you, Barry?
Yeah, he just disappeared.
What about you, Barbara? How many years of research?
Yeah, well, again, probably 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Of heavy duty in the last 10, I would say heavy duty research.
And so we really might have figured a few things out by now.
I think we have. And we keep, that's why we keep talking like this.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing research on both ends, research for solutions and research for the issues, the problems, the troubles that are really right in our faces, you know, the real facts, the real truths of things, both sides. You know, we have the solutions. You know, I have to say, it's not the problem of the people in Flint, Michigan, or the people out on the reservation, or the people that, you know, across the world. It's our problem. We all drink the same water. You know, we all breathe the same air. Yeah. We all eat the same foods. We all use the same seeds, you know. So we have to realize that we're all one people here on this earth, drinking the same water, breathing the same air, eating the same foods. You know, we're not separate. It's not, oh, it's not in my backyard stuff. It is in your backyard. The whole thing, the whole place here is our backyard. We're all connected. You know?
Yeah, and those depleted uranium bullets flying all over the planet, you think those aren't in our backyard?
No, it's all in our... This is the point, though, is that they're deliberately separating us so that we think or believe, well, it's not in my backyard. I don't have to worry about what's going on out there on the res or Flint, Michigan or in Puerto Rico. I don't have to worry. You know, it's
those I'm glad I'm not over in Flint, Michigan. I'm glad I'm not. Yeah, I'm glad exactly. I'm not on that reservation.
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, yeah. You're drinking the same water, you're breathing the same air, and you're eating the same foods. I don't care where you are.
Yep.
We're all in this together, and this is where we have to really come to terms with this. That's why we keep talking about unity. We are one people. I don't care what color you are. You breathe the same air. Okay, I don't care what color you are or what religion you are. You want good for your children and your grandchildren. You want to make a good world, have a good world, food, air, water, everything for your grandchildren. You want that. We all want the same thing, you know? I mean, when a child suffers somewhere on the other side of the world, guess what? It affects us too, because we're all in this connection here. This is what we talk about, the frequency. We're all connected through this energy, through this frequency, you know, and this is where we have to wake up to the fact that you're not alone, you're not separate, you're not outside this mess, we're all in it, you know, we're all connected, and what you're focusing on, you're manifesting and creating, our words are powerful, you know, I'm always saying, and you guys too, get your spiritual foundation strong, because you're going to need it. What are you going to hold on to? What are you going to rely upon when things really get worse, because they are heading that way, you know, we're the only ones that, you know, that have the power and an ability to create and manifest our reality, you know, and if you're caught in the web, if you're caught in the matrix, and you're caught on mainstream media, and you're believing in this crap they're feeding you, you know, well, there you go, you're going to go down that pathway, you're going to need something really powerful, and you're going to have to understand this thing about frequency and energy, because that is being used against us, words have a power, you know, and the energies and frequencies, the mind control, you know, the psychological warfare, the spiritual warfare that we are in a spiritual battle, and you know, and that's a big thing right now, because it's about the dark and the light right now in our faces. It's downright evil stuff that we're looking at.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it's real when you say, well, there are people that people voted for. There are people that we have relied upon and believed in and depended upon and put in positions and put in office and gave over everything to them, believing in them. And there's a big faction within those systems that are very dark and evil. And I hate to say that, but it's a true thing. That's factual.
We the people put Snively Whiplash in control of the cookie jar. Look, folks, we're done.
We did that.
Yeah, we did.
We are the ones who created this. We gave them the power. We gave them the power. Blindly,
well,
foolishly,
folks, we're
stupidly.
Down, we're down to the wire. But before we leave up out of here, I want to plead to anyone who hears this podcast. This particular podcast right here, I think, is pretty powerful. And I'm always amazed by the way that these shows come out. But I want to plead to everyone listening right now. I'm looking over at People for People Radio Network, and it looks like there's at least 9 people in that one there. I'm looking over at the TCT chat room. There's at least six people in there. There's six people in Shaziz Radio chat room and five in another one. And five over in the doggone Awake Radio chat room. And whoever else is listening in right now, you're listening in. You count in those people right there. I want to plead with you to do one thing for me. They say there's 6 degrees of separation. In some way or another, every six people knows somebody that you know. I want you to download this podcast. Put it on any type of medium that you can possibly put it on. If you're sitting there listening in on a computer or a cell phone right now, then you have access to be able to download this particular podcast. And instead of trying to just hand a paper note off to somebody, I want Barbara's words to be heard. I want Barry's words to be heard. I want Patty's words to be heard. I want my words to be heard. Download this podcast and post it anywhere and everywhere and pass it hand to hand if necessary. Because this is the only way we're ever going to get any of this kind of common sense out there to the world to even know there's a doggone solution. You see what happens on the social medias. If I post this on Facebook or YouTube, I'll get copyrighted, I'll get everything. They'll kick me off of there so fast it'll make my head spin. I post links to it, which is then turned on my... But I don't actually post the audio on Facebook. So they actually have to come to shaziz.net to download it. But the problem with that is, because of the secured certificate debacle with Google and Microsoft and all them, if they come to that website and that little not secure pops up, they're too scared to download it because it might be a virus or whatever. It's going to harm their computer. Download this podcast. There's, like I said, 9 people over there in that one chat room alone. 9 of you download it and hand it off to 9 other people and ask them to do the same doggone thing. You do that for me and I will be forever in your debt. I'm serious. This is getting ridiculous. We're sitting here. We know there's solutions. We've proven it over and over again. We pointed out link after link after link. Stephen Gibbons in the chat room, you go up there to the Super Chat, you click on that doggone link if you're interested in alternative energy. Stephen's resource page, he spent hours, if not days, loading that thing down with tons and tons and tons of research. Share it. Don't let his work go to nothing. Don't let Gary's work go to nothing. Don't let none of these people that's been in this chat putting out information and links. Don't let Barbara's work go for nothing. Don't let Barry's and Patty's and my work go for nothing. Pass this doggone podcast around so that people know there is a solution to every single problem that they think they have. The biggest problem that we got is trying to bring that unity that every single one of these people on this panel keep talking about. So with that said, who wants to go first?
Well, I'll head out here because I've got to sign out. I just love being here on Sunday's show. I love it when we get really passionate and get all riled up and have some fun too. You know, we can joke about it. I think we have to joke too. I think we have to laugh. And sometimes the absurdity is so huge, I think we have to laugh at it, you know. But this is very real, and I'm glad to be here sharing some perspectives and some ideas and, you know, ramping up the passion here. And I just say, you know, I just wrote, I will not accept and will not allow that which is harmful, negative, to own me or my emotions or fuel me to hate. And I'm saying we are being called right now, you know, to stand in unity in the light. I think we're being called, that's why we're here, to participate, to be in the light, the love, to use the power of word for the good of all. Because we can't say, well, not those people over there, but this is for the whole, the goodness of the whole, for all creation, you know. And we should be really concerned to that point where we're going to step up to the plate and participate in a good and powerful way. Our words are powerful, and I know prayer is a key thing, because it does shift things. Our light does shift things. Our focus, what we focus on, we can manifest in the unimaginable. I've seen miracles. I know it can happen. You know, I'm not lost. I'm not in fear. I'm not in terror. I am concerned, as we all should be concerned, And my, basically my words are, let us not be in fear, but let us be in unity together, that we are more powerful than we could ever imagine. So I just want to thank you all for being here today and hearing our words. Elamaya, thank you, Doksha.
Awesome as usual. How about you, Patty?
Well, this is the worst time for me every Sunday when it comes to the top of the hour for your show. I never want it to end because of the message that we put out. If I could say one thing, I care. I care deeply for life, for all life. I don't use a label. I don't want to label you, and I don't want you to label me. I want you to care. I want you to care about me like I care about you. I want you to care about every living being like I care about you. And like you care about me. There is nothing that separates us except for that which we create as a separation. It doesn't matter the words that are spoken to you on the TV. It doesn't matter the anger that you see in the streets. It doesn't matter. None of that has any purpose but to keep us separated from each other. And when that happens, we all suffer. We are suffering because we don't care about each other. And when we can drop this facade of labels and titles and lefts and rights, when we can drop all of this and stand together and look at a future that is possible and work toward that future, not toward this current clown circus that we're witnessing. None of this is real. It's not real. What is real is what is in your heart and that you care about life. That's real. That is positive. That is what moves us forward. No hate will ever move you forward. No division with you looking at your fellow man and saying, you're the problem, I'm not. That's never going to move us forward. If we truly want to be in a place where we can find peace, where we can find truth and love, where we can see each other as the beauty for which we are, if we can ever get to that point, to where we don't see colors, we don't see ideologies, we simply see another human being who has a right to life, to joy, to happiness, to health, then we've gotten where we need to be and we can make the change that really lasts, the change that really promotes what we truly want. But until we do that, we're never going to get there. And the only way we do that is to step up and do it. It doesn't take an education. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to have a PhD. You simply have to care and care deeply. And I love each and every one of you. And Shaziz, you are a most brilliant, wonderful, loving man. And I am honored to be a part of your life. And I thank you. And I thank everyone. And Mace, I love you too. You are awesome. I just want to say. And Steven. And everybody in the chat. Let's get this going. Let's put love before everything else. Let's put humanity before everything else. Let's put life before everything else. And let the other stuff just fall away. It's useless. It has no benefit. Let's just get rid of it. As soon as we do that, we're on the right track.
Well said, and thank you very much. Love you too. What about you, Barry?
Well, how do I add to that? You know, we're seeing the world fall into a state of chaos right now all around us, and I've said it many times before. For me right now, the most important thing is to have a spiritual connection, because I see real perilous times coming. And if we don't have a spiritual connection, we're going to get lost in the chaos. So find that spiritual connection, connect with it, and make it part of your life, folks. All I got to say, have a great day, guys. Always a pleasure being here.
Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everybody else out there. Love every one of you so doggone much. Please, download this podcast. Hand it off to somebody that you care about. Just pass it on. That's all I'm asking. If you can't figure out how to download it, write down some web addresses and pass it in a note. Or just tell somebody, come over here and hang out with us for a while just to hear us out. That's all we ask. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Every bit of information that you get coming from this panel right here is coming from the heart. It's coming from the truth as we see it. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Was that plant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Old woman!
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh.
unpromising violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rise to our quite something able. We're right so mad in Camelot, we sing from the die of Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Always looking to fill the table and the knights of the round table.